If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Thank you very much. We're outside the Patriot locker room with Coach Bill Belichick. Coach, you haven't had this feeling for a long time. How would you describe it?
I'm not a very good one. I know we're disappointed.
And I know this is difficult. What do you tell your team after, you know, a perfect season up till this point?
Yeah, well, we're disappointed.
Okay, Coach, thanks very much, right?
Okay,
Coach, appreciate it. Okay, thanks for a great season. All right, back
loser!
To you.
You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt! You make me sick, you big baby! Baby, want a bottle? A big dirt bottle?
Who's the best in the league coach in the world?
You.
Yeah, it's good enough.
Listen to me, okay? And please, believe what I'm saying. I truly don't like you as a person. Can't one human being not like another human being? Can't we all just not get along?
And now. That's right. She knew not to step.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:31, and it's Tuesday, the 22nd of Aprilingus.
Look at Alita today. Can she even get those in the car with her to drive down to Channel 4 in the morning? Do they have to go separately? Seriously.
We don't generally watch her while we're on.
That dude with the white hair sure is hot.
Paul Johnson.
Not Paul Johnson. Before him, Alita was on doing the weather, you guys. You should see her today.
Well, all we see is Paul.
It's
who has dents in the side of his head. It's weird. Doesn't he?
He does. It's indented on
what
both
happened?
Sides. I don't know.
Maybe they had to. Maybe he was delivered by forceps. That happens sometimes.
Sometimes
babies get
say,
a little soft spot in their head.
Some kind of freak baby accident.
Yeah,
I don't know.
As he gets older, yeah. It just keeps compressing.
Freak baby accident, by the way, playing Coachella this weekend.
That's a huge lineup.
Very good band.
But how about a little less Paul Johnson, a little more talking about Alita Loresco? She's unbelievable, isn't she?
Well, no.
Yes. I mean, she's fine.
Are you kidding me?
No,
she's attractive.
This is another one of those girls that Bean is too hot for.
Yes. She's completely obsessed.
She's fine. There's absolutely nothing wrong with her. She looks good.
She's got very pretty.
She's got a big rack.
Right.
She has a huge rack for TV news, though. I mean, it may be the biggest rack I've ever seen in the history of television news.
She's a 7.5, maybe.
But they do that now with the weather girls. They get the girls.
They do that with everyone.
Rack.
I know. They do that with everyone. They do that with CNN hosts now.
Yeah,
and Fox and all the different news now has all hot chicks.
Bean just can't get over it. She's got boobs.
They have some very pretty girls on some of those news channels, but none of them are stacked like Alita is. It's distracting to the point where I don't even know what the weather is.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I don't think you can pay attention to her face, though. I mean, I really don't think you've considered.
I think her face is fine, to tell you the truth.
It is, but just fine.
Yeah.
That's it.
I love her so.
She's not like a 10.5 like he acts like.
No.
I'm a big Alita supporter, too, Bean. I got your back on this, but I was thinking about it. If she was flat, I mean, if she really was, if he was a B cup, she probably would be like a 5 at the best.
However, that's what I'm saying.
However, so she's not.
Right. So
that's
the
point.
She gets bumped up to a 7, maybe a 7.5, maybe. But she's not a 10.
I didn't say she was a 10. All I said is she has the biggest boobs in the history of TV news, and I think that's worth mentioning.
Here's the thing that the people the people listening don't know.
They're
is,
not that huge.
They are that
they're
huge.
Not that
they
huge.
Are these,
they're not.
That's a ridiculous statement. They're huge.
They're big. They're not enormous.
No, they're huge.
Double D's on a pretty teeny girl. That's huge.
She's a teeny girl. They look bigger.
But they're double.
They
those
are bigger.
Huge boobs. Wait till you see today in her little blue top. They're huge.
You got to check her out today.
Here's the thing behind the scenes.
I want an apology today once you guys see her.
Here's the thing behind the scenes is that being every single morning, most of the time off the air,
yes,
says, oh, man, you got to check her out today, as if it's any different than it was yesterday. And it isn't. It's no
How
different.
How can she stand up? I don't understand.
Depending on what she's wearing, sometimes they're just big and sometimes they're just crazy big. And sometimes you can't believe she can stand. I mean, seriously. There was a day a couple of weeks ago, Michael backed me up on this, that I thought my TV had converted to 3D overnight. She almost poked my eyes out with them.
The yellow top.
Yeah.
I think that Bean wasn't breastfed as a child. Something is
That's
going
possible.
On with him because he is so obsessed with breasts. And
yeah.
never
well,
the ones that you see in well, porn either.
I think
it's
got to
be women that he knows from somewhere
that
else.
That are just okay.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. I think it would help Bean if he actually saw women at any point in his life.
Maybe that's it.
You know what I mean? Like, I really think if he got out and saw girls.
Yeah. If I was out all night long seeing girls, that wouldn't take anything away from what Alita looks like on the TV this morning. She's still exceptional. Doesn't have anything to do with anything else other than the enormous boobs she's
put
on the
problem.
TV.
Here's the problem. All of the girls that you see and are obsessed with and think about, all of those girls, they all come from the pool of TV reporting.
Right.
That's like, that's what you watch is TV news. So for TV news, she rules.
She does rule.
But for everyone, she doesn't. She's just okay.
How dare you?
I'm just saying.
Well, I'm just saying.
You need a bigger pool is what I'm saying. You got to widen that out.
Oh, what do you do with it?
Yeah, but still. Forget the third response.
I know there was something that you're supposed to come back with.
No, I don't think that's
it. I don't think that's it. But all right, anyway, so check out Alita is all I'm suggesting.
All right.
That's a tip for the listeners this morning. That's all.
Half hour ago, maybe 20 minutes ago, we were playing the report that Psycho Mike did at the porn shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And that girl, the first girl, what was her name? The first porn star that did
Tegan Presley.
She said, I was listening back to it today again, she said, I had never done anything like that when I became a porn star, but she also said I had never masturbated.
Yes, she mm-hmm. said that.
Never.
So now, her first time was on camera, it sounds
what
like.
Kind of nutty decision is that? Either she's exaggerating. She had to have a couple times.
Because what makes you then go, yes, porn?
I mean, going to do something I've never done with cameras right on me.
There's got to be a road along
the
way.
Right,
Ralph would know a lot more about this than I would, but it seems like the girls I knew growing up that had the most restricted, the most oppressive upbringing as children, when they went away to college or moved away, they always, almost always ended up being gigantic whores or drug addicts or things like that. I think...
Or drunks, for sure.
Yeah, I think this girl is just another example of that. She was just... She didn't have any exposure to anything, you know, that normal
right.
people did growing up. And then next thing you knew, it bit her in the ass.
But so here's my question. If she didn't have any of that growing up, I can understand the rebellion part of it
yes.
and the going crazy. But how do you make the decision to jump from 0 to 100 miles per hour? I mean, how do you go porn? That's what I want to
well,
do.
As Lisa suggested also, by the way, She must have never had an orgasm before. What felt good enough to her to want to go into porn? I mean, she didn't know that it was even going to be any good, that she was even going to enjoy it.
Or is she just a good actress?
Well, I don't think she necessarily has orgasms because she's, you know, a porn
well,
actress.
Right. She's masturbating, though.
I mean, faking it.
Yeah, but
she's
I mean, she'd never
funk.
Even done that before, you know? She was a virgin. She'd never done anything before. What
yeah,
made her think she was even going to like it?
She'd never seen a movie. She'd never done it. How would she even know how to do it?
I don't
camera?
Exactly. How do you jump into
it's
that deep
troubling.
A pool?
I say
call
no.
Call BS?
I
not
do.
Possible,
I call
right?
BS.
Maybe
all
she
right.
just meant I didn't masturbate like I as much as other people. Maybe that's what she meant.
Because she had well, to maybe, have some example.
Maybe we need to get her on the phone.
That's what I was going to suggest.
Do.
Yeah, maybe time to talk to her.
All right. Fantastic. All
right. And see if she'll do a movie with Alita.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
All right.
Chris Rock will be on the program today.
How about that?
Is he doing stand-up?
Doing stand-up at the Gibson Amphitheater.
He's great.
I saw him do stand-up at the Gibson Amphitheater, and one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Wow.
That was really, really funny. So we're going to talk to him today about that.
It's weird that his stand-up is so good. He's such a funny guy, yet has such horrible taste in movies
yeah,
that he makes. I don't know why his movies are such failures.
Yeah, I don't know either, unless he is just bad at picking them. You're right. I don't know. He's not in...
I mean, he's had a string of just awful, not just, you know, disasters at the box office, just terrible movies.
Yeah. We're also going to talk to the Reverend Speaker Gerald Pauly. About, he was talking about the Pope and writing it online, and the Secret Service showed up at his house.
Fargo, North Dakota, hello.
In North Dakota.
It's unbelievable.
Secret Service.
That
so,
means they've been monitoring his website? Or
I don't know.
Someone tipped him off?
Somebody tipped him off? I don't know. But they're not happy with it. And by the way, Gerald Pauly, who speaks for God, apparently, says God's not happy about
uh-oh.
This. So...
It's weird. That's something that only happens to other people. The Secret Service show up to talk
right.
to you.
Yeah, I've never
No.
I mean, that would I would be scared to death if the Secret Service visited. Hey, how you guys doing?
Like, just lay down on the ground.
Right.
I'm sorry, whatever I did.
There's a video up on YouTube. It's gone now. It's been taken down now. But the Secret Service was trying to track down this kid. He's like 7 or something like that. And he had this YouTube video about how he was going to assassinate the president. I'm not going to tell you when. I'm not going to tell you how, but it's going to happen. You're going to die, George. The kid's like 7.
A 7-year-old.
So I think the Secret Service is investigating that. I think they're going through YouTube to try to track down the cause of that.
The Secret Service just got tipped off to the words being used, killing president, on our show. And they're going to be all over us because they're not sure what context.
Yeah.
K-Rock listener Ricardo is going to be on the program today. He's tired of the tip jars.
Oh, yeah, I read his email.
Why do we have to have a tip jar at places that you go? And you know the people are getting paid whatever they get paid per hour. His particular thing, KFC, which is kind of an odd choice.
Kind of strange. It'd be like a tip jar at McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly.
I get that.
Yeah. President Bush on Deal or No Deal last night.
Didn't see that.
Spencer, the love dispenser, will be on the program today.
Oh, in honor of the Hills.
Spencer Pratt.
Yeah.
And Breakfast with Jack Johnson tickets.
There cool. you go.
The only place you can win it is here on K-Rock in the Kevin and Bean Show. And it's going to be a very exclusive breakfast on Friday morning. You get hotel Thursday night, so you can be out by Coachella on Friday. You get to see the breakfast with Jack Johnson. Then you get tickets to Friday's Coachella.
Oh,
so that's pretty cool.
That's
and it's
great.
Not a drawing. We're just going to give away a bunch of them today. So that's coming up. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat next.
What you would ever know.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Your chance to get tickets for our breakfast with Jack Johnson is coming up.
Janet Jackson? We're having breakfast with Janet Jackson?
Janet Johnson.
Oh, okay.
Jack Johnson, yeah, it's going to be Friday, but you have to be able to go Thursday. You're going to go out Thursday night, spend the night in a hotel, go to our breakfast Friday morning, and then you can stay for Coachella, which we'll give you tickets for all day Friday.
Party!
So we're going to do that just after 6. We are going to do Omaroki.
Uh-oh.
So
no.
That's going to be...
It's too early for Omaroki.
Wow,
come
the Lord
on.
Giveth, the Lord taketh away.
That's
going
to be very, very painful, but we're going to do it right after 6. So if you'd like to call now, 1-800-520-1067 is the number, and we will give you those tickets coming up.
It does take the pressure off us for the rest of the show, since no one else will be listening.
That's
after
true.
We do Omaroki. That's true. All right, it's a Tuesday morning, 5:49. Ralph has joined us in the studio for a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, finally, we know who Lauren Conrad now is going to support the presidential race.
Oh, thank God.
The endorsements from the Hills cast coming fast and furiously. Of course, I know Heidi Montag is a big McCain supporter.
Right.
Okay.
And who was it? Was it back in Obama? Was it...
Was it Audrina?
Audrina?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. But, of course, they asked Lauren Conrad who she was supporting. Fox News went to her and asked.
Why is anyone asking?
I do not know.
And why don't they say, I'm on the Hills. No one cares who I support.
That would be exactly so great.
What's wrong with these people?
You really think they have that sort of self-awareness?
Well, I guess
trust
not.
Trust me. They're defined by their lack of self-awareness.
Yeah, I guess
this
so.
This entire cast.
I guess so.
So, this is the best answer ever. Fox News poses the following question to Lauren Conrad. Which candidate are you endorsing for president? Her reply, I will support anyone who wants to vote.
All right, I want to vote. Can she support me? What sense does that make?
I think she misunderstood what they were getting at.
She thought they were asking if you support voting?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like that hard a question.
Well, it is Lauren Conrad.
Wow.
I support anyone who wants to vote.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, good for you, I guess.
Well, what are we supposed to do with that? Who do I vote for?
Anyone who wants to vote.
I don't know, Lauren. Hmm.
Playboy magazine has showcased the women of Enron, Starbucks, MySpace, Walmart. You know, they love to do these theme spreads.
What are they doing now?
The latest nationwide franchise to get the Playboy treatment. The Women of the Olive Garden.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Apparently there is a nationwide search going on for the sexiest woman serving all-you-can-eat breadsticks across the chain's 600 restaurants. So, there you go.
That has to be some kind of Olive Garden. Some kind of a promotional thing, right? Where Olive Garden...
No, usually these businesses put the kibosh on it and they get furious. And Home Depot, for example, wouldn't let the girls wear the orange schmucks because they didn't want to be associated with the magazine.
But why would... Beastie Boys single out the Olive Garden. Someone in Playboy went to eat there.
It's a hugely popular chain. I mean, there's 600 restaurants across the United States. I think that what they try to do with these particular issues is they tap into that fantasy of
going
to the Olive Garden on a regular basis with your wife because you live in freaking Illinois or whatever, and you go there every Friday for your special dinner out, and the girl who's waiting on your table is just smoking hot, and you wish your wife would choke on a breadstick so that you could leave with her. That's the guy, that's the audience they're shooting for.
With kind of these, a regular girl fantasy.
Yeah, exactly. So, look forward to that sometime soon.
Can't wait.
Me neither.
How about women of TV news? Are they going to be that?
No.
Don't get me started.
Not a good enough category.
You just pipe down and let me get through this because I might have had an ass full of you. It's not even 6 o'clock
that
yet.
That might be a good category.
Not a good enough category.
I have a nomination for something.
I know you do.
Apparently, three is not the charm when it comes to rehab for Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, no.
Oh, she's back again or she's drinking again?
Well, she's drinking again.
Yeah.
She was in recovery 3 times last year, but she was back on the New York club scene this weekend. People Magazine reports she was out till 4:15 a.m. Sunday morning with her good buddy, lesbian DJ Samantha Ronson.
Ooh.
Witnesses saw her downing Grey Goose vodka and Red Bull the entire evening. And they've got photos of her, by the way, just sprawled out in the front seat of the car, just unconscious, passed out drunk.
You look like a whore.
Nice.
So it looks like they may want to reserve a room.
Yeah.
May want to change the sheets over there, one of the beds, it promises.
She should just have her own place. She should just have a full-time bed dedicated to her, yeah.
She should have her own individual rehab.
I'm coming back. All right.
With a revolving door on it, of course.
It is good news for some guy in rehab somewhere who doesn't even know it yet, but Lindsay Lohan is about to come in, and you know how she's
going to get some in the broom closet.
Exactly.
Emma Watson. Remember how we celebrated the actress who played Hermione in the Harry Potter movies, her 18th birthday?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Days after her birthday. Did you see the new photos that were taken of her?
I did.
Yeah.
Emma Watson getting out of a limo, wearing see-through panties.
Okay.
God bless her.
Just hours after she turned 18.
All right.
That's a land speed record from 18 to coochie shower.
Pretty fast.
It was pretty fast, yeah. And the photos, you can see them all over the internet. They're spectacular.
Thank God.
Ralph, what would it have been like for you to be in her situation where the minute you turned 18, you had access to a fortune of over $20 million of your money?
What would it be like for me?
Yeah, what would it have been like for you at 18 if that would have been the case for you where you had $20 million accessible to you? Would it have just ruined your whole life?
It would have been fun. I think it would have been fun.
I could answer that. I'd be dead.
Yeah, because not everyone could handle that.
You would be dead.
I'd be dead by 18 and a half.
I would just be crippled, but you would be dead.
I would, yeah.
I'd be in some sort of iron lung or something, but you would actually be in the grave.
Yes, I would be gone.
I can tell you I'd probably be living in a mansion that had two poles that slide down to a cave underneath it where my car had a secret exit.
Oh, wow.
I bet you would.
Yeah.
What a surprise.
Living that way. That's all I'm saying. Speaking of Batman, I think Dave, the King of Mexico, has a little competition for the hand of the lovely Kristen Bell.
Why?
Because I'm throwing my hat into the ring.
Really?
Really?
She in Batman?
No.
Oh.
But she tells a movie news website called AbsoluteNow.com that she's a big Batman fan. And she would love to play the character of Harley Quinn in a Batman movie so much, she said, that she wouldn't even read the script before taking the role.
Wow.
Harley Quinn in the comics, in the animated series as well, is the Joker's sidekick, girlfriend, / mall kind of character. She dresses up as like a Harlequin, hence the name Harley Quinn.
I don't think you would want to go up against the no-game, though. I don't know that you have what it takes.
I'll put the game up against the no-game any day of the week.
It seems to be working pretty well.
Yeah, let's look at lifetime batting averages here before we start anointing Dave the new home run king, okay?
All right, I see that. He got one lucky hit.
Yeah, exactly. He closed his eyes and swung for the fences.
All right.
Happened to connect. That's all I'm saying. Something to be said for consistency.
Right.
Yeah. American Idol tonight. Woo! Tonight, the music of Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Oh, my God.
The category is people who annoy you.
That's going to be horrible.
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
That's going to be horrible.
I have
the greatest ever.
Come on. God, that's going to be bad.
I can't wait for David Archuleta to come out with a mask over half of his face.
Room's starting to spin real fast because of gayness.
Turn your heart away from the garish light of day.
Seriously.
This is my Phantom of the Opera impression.
Ralph has half of his face covered with his hand. Seriously, though.
And listen to the music of the night.
Don't you get the idea that this show is going, how can we F with the audience and see if they still watch? Yeah. Andrew Lloyd Webber, that's horrible terrible. Choice. Let's do it.
How are we going to choke that down for an hour tonight?
Oh, I'd like to suggest that you don't.
Got to.
I'm invested now. I'm needy.
What do you think they thought it was a good idea for? Because there are a lot of people who have gone to see his shows over the years? Or
probably. I reckon. Some of the music must be familiar.
Yeah. I reckon.
And there's some beautiful
it's
music.
Be awful.
Yeah. That's bad. That's a horrible choice. You people are all bad.
Dude, don't you want to see Brooke White rock some Evita?
Why are you bad, America?
Good question.
That is a good question.
Speaking of Brooke White, she has taken the place of Christy Lee Cook as the top choice on VoteForTheWorst.com,
the website that encourages people to vote for the person they'd like to see as the American Idol for most comic value.
Right.
Brooke White said is their next candidate because they like her, and I quote, her mental instability
and her over-the-top hysterics. So... You might want to go to that site and support them.
It's Tuesday. It means new releases, DVDs, and CDs coming out today. Flight of the Conchords has a new CD.
That's awesome. Funny stuff.
We love the Flight of the Conchords. If you watch their show over there on HBO, you know how entertaining those nutty Kiwis are. And Bittersweet World, the new Ashley Simpson CD, also drops today.
Yeah.
I see here on my list here under product description, it says, she sucks and this CD sucks. The King of Mexico. So there's a new review from Dave Sanchez.
Fantastic.
DVD's coming out today. The Savages with Philip Seymour Hoffman and Laura Linney is available on DVD
Never
today.
Caught that in the theater.
Well,
really
here's your chance,
to.
Lisa. You can
Super
just
excited.
Netflix the crap out of this
I'm
movie.
Going to.
Cloverfield. You know how much I love me some Cloverfield. Is available today with all kinds of bonus extras and whatnot. You can check that out.
Is there any kind of bonus getting it to not shake so much? Any kind of extra that you can put
mix?
On there? Steadicam mix that you can watch without throwing up?
No, but they do include a paint shaker from a hardware store that you can strap your TV set to add a little extra special shaking.
A lot of shaking is what I'm saying.
And Carney Wilson's War comes out today. And why she's declaring war, I have no idea. Maybe it's the other members of Wilson Phillips she's having a war with. Maybe
Ralph,
they're battling because, you know, girls can get catty in the dressing room.
Hey,
but
Ralph,
I can't understand why Carney Wilson's War.
Charlie Wilson's War. It's a congressman from Texas. It's about Charlie Wilson,
what?
Not Carney Wilson.
Yeah.
That's a good movie, too.
Yeah.
Well, that makes a lot more sense to me now.
It does.
Yeah.
Chavo from System of a Down is 34 years old today as we look at the celebrity birthdays.
Good news!
Fletcher from Pennywise is 42. John Waters, legendary director, is 62 years old today. And Jack Nicholson, boy Jack, turned 71. How does Jack Nicholson celebrate a birthday?
How do you get wilder than his life?
Exactly. His daily life
is
the stuff of dreams for most of us. What's he doing on a special occasion? What's he doing? I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I guess besides how bad it is, Omar loves it so much, and that's what's annoying to me, is that he is so excited to be here and getting ready to sing Omaroki.
I'm not the only one. People are calling the business line. We need more Omaroki.
Yeah.
They want to hear it. 6, 10, 7, 10, 8, 10, 9, 10, 10, 10, 11, 10.
Omar, it's an offense to God. It's an offense to America.
I'm going
to
rock 90s at noon Omaroki versions today. people demand it, dude. What's wrong with you?
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do Omaroki, which is where Omar destroys songs by the artist, and then you have to tell us what song it is. They're all Jack Johnson songs, of course. And if you get it right, you win tickets to our breakfast on Friday morning. Now, please hang up if you can't go on Thursday night, because you're going to drive up on Thursday night, you get a hotel room, and then you get to see the breakfast with Jack Johnson, and then you get to stay all day for Friday's Coachella.
Very cool.
And Friday's Coachella is Jack Johnson and The Verve and The Raconteurs and The Breeders and Fatboy Slim and Madness and Vampire Weekend. The list just keeps going and going.
Now, why am I not on that bill, by the way?
Why are you not on the bill?
Right, yeah.
Well, we're about to find out.
Oh, Maroki as a singer, Omar's really lame.
So we wish you luck, because he sucks. If you guess, you win the game.
I thought we were going to change that to Omar Really Rocks.
We're working on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
1-800-520-1067. Let's meet contestant number one today. This is Sandra from Long Beach. Now, there's no drawing or anything like that. If you can identify the song that Omar is singing, which is a Jack Johnson hit that you've heard here on K-Rock, if you can name the song, you join us for Breakfast with Jack Johnson on Friday morning. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning.
Yo.
All right. I apologize in advance for what you're about to hear, but here's song number one, Omaroki.
It's as common as somebody that nobody knows that her beauty would follow wherever she goes. Up the hill, back in the house, in the woods, she'll love me forever, I know. She la-da-da-da-da-da. La-da-da-da-da-da.
Sandra, save us.
Allow me to be the first person to ask, have you heard that song?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
What song is it, Sandra?
I'm going to go with the guest, Sexy Plexi.
Oh.
Sexy Mexi.
Sorry.
I had hoped you might be a Jack Johnson fan when you called, but thank you for
trying. That was Bubbly Toes, and it goes a little something like this.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It was horrible what Omar did to it, but it was certainly recognizable. If you're a Jack Johnson fan, you should recognize that as that song, right?
Gabriel in La Mirada. Good morning.
Yes, sir. Hey, morning. That was Bubble Toes.
Yes, it was. And
well, too bad. You got to recognize this one.
It seems to me that maybe it pretty much always means no. So don't tell me. You might just let it go. And oftentimes we're lazy.
Okay, all right. Stop. That's fine.
It's too good. Gabriel is interrupting you. Yeah, it's too good.
I'm sorry. Hey, that is Flake.
That is Flake. Yeah! Yes, congratulations. I know it didn't sound anything like this, but...
Now, when you hear that, Omar, you recognize how you're not doing anything close to that, right?
I am rocking it so hard, so good to that.
Gabriel, we'll see you on Friday morning.
We need to do a duet, me and Jack Johnson, on Friday.
I'm sure he would be up for that.
Absolutely.
Rebecca in Whittier, good morning.
Morning.
Sorry for what we're about to do to you, but here's Omaroki. Tell us what song this is.
They got this and that with the rattle-tat-tat. Testing 1, 2. Now what you gonna do? Bad news, misuse. Got too much to lose. Give me some truth. Now who said are we on? Whatever you say. Turn on the boob too. Now I'm in the mood to obey, so lead me astray. By the way, now.
Okay, all right.
Where'd all the good people go?
Yeah.
They got this and that with a rattle attack test and 1, 2. Now what?
Thank God.
Omar, you're aware you're not singing, right? You're just kind of yelling it?
Right? What are you talking about?
We'll see you on Friday morning, Rebecca.
Do you not hear my beautiful voice?
Congratulations.
My instrument?
We hear your instrument.
My instrument.
Ryan and Brea, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
We are doing well. Here is your Omaroki song. It's
Don't
a Jack Johnson song.
Don't lie to Ryan.
We're doing poorly. Here's your song.
I sing your songs. I dance a dance. I give your friends all a chance. Putting up with them wasn't worth never having you. And maybe you've been through this before, but it's my first time. So please ignore the next lines because they're directed at you.
What do you think, Ryan?
Wishing waiting.
Close
I'm
enough.
Say close enough is what I'm going to say. Sitting, waiting, wishing is the best.
Sing your songs, dance and dance.
Normally we're a little pickier about this, but since you have to be tortured with Omaroki, we figure we will see you on Friday morning.
All right, dare we try another one is my question.
You know, sure. I think I'm going to go on tour as Zach Johnson.
Ah.
it'll be just like, you know, seeing Jack Johnson.
You'll pack the house.
World's greatest tribute act.
Brandon, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready for your Omaroki?
Sure am.
Here we go.
Future complications in the strings between the cans. But no prints can come from fingers if machines become our hands. And then our feet become the wheels, and the wheels become the cars. And the rigs begin to drill until the drilling goes too far.
Yeah.
Brandon?
Brandon?
I'm going to have to say... Oh, crap. Breakdown?
Sorry, that's The Horizon Has Been Defeated.
Future complications.
By the way, this is close. Omar almost sung that one.
Almost.
I mean, that was really close. Let's try just one more. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I know people.
I can't do any more than that. I really can't.
Ramon in Pasadena. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Ramon, you're a teacher. You can get off on Friday morning?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll figure
Ramon,
out.
Ramon, how use your teacher teacher vocabulary to describe to me how painful has this segment been so far for you listening on hold?
Horrible.
Yeah.
It's okay. Pretty bad. That's about right.
Here we go. Here's your Jack Johnson song.
Sometimes time doesn't heal. No, not at all. Oh. Just stand still while we fall in or out again. I doubt I'm going to win you back when you got eyes like that. It won't let me in. Always looking out.
Oh, that's still horrible.
Wow.
Shut up.
Wow.
Just guess this damn song.
I got the title. If I Had Eyes.
That's it.
Sometimes time doesn't heal. No, not at all.
That one was the furthest from what it really sounds like in real life.
Right,
I don't know,
guys,
what Omar was singing, but it wasn't,
right?
That one.
We'll 7:10.
Yeah, we'll see you now,
right,
Omar.
Cool.
Thanks a lot.
Cool.
Ramon, we will see you on Friday morning.
Sounds good.
Congratulations. Enjoy Coachella.
Oh, Maroki, that's our game, and how much fun we had. Now you know that I didn't lie when I told you he was pretty bad.
And also Spencer the Love Dispenser, who was, by the way, once again priceless on last night's Hills on MTV. Why Heidi doesn't smother him while he sleeps, I don't understand, but we'll talk to Spencer later on. What's up with tip jars? Listener Ricardo wants to know. And, of course, more tickets for Breakfast with Jack Johnson this Friday morning ahead of the start of the Coachella weekend. So all of that straight ahead on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
I got a very disturbing letter from Gerald Polly. Very disturbing
Fargo,
email.
Fargo, North Dakota, hello.
It starts by saying, greetings, God is in tears, literally.
Oh no.
God the Father cried for several hours when a Secret Service agent came to Speaker Gerald Polly in Bismarck, North Dakota, and told him that he could not send messages to the Pope telling the Pope what would happen to him in the afterlife if he did not fulfill God's desires in the material world.
Wait, the real Secret Service or the imaginary Secret Service in Mr. Polly's head?
I believe we have Mr. Polly on the line. Good morning, Gerald.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Fairly good.
Excellent.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear about your trouble. Now, before we get into the visit from the Secret Service, when you say that God is literally crying tears, do you mean that that God takes a physical form and there's actual water coming out of his actual eyes?
The equivalent in the afterlife. It's, you know, he is sorrowing, he is grieving, he has been hurt beyond anything that is our understanding.
I see.
You know? He is, you know, in the holiest of all and in heartbreak because he has been forbidden to save his children.
Now, for those of you that don't listen very often or you've never heard Gerald, tell us your relationship with God and how it is you get messages from him.
Well, it started out a while back that Jesus was injured in a battle and fighting demons and couldn't come through me, and God filled in for a while. And then as he was leaving, he asked me to make a bid for the presidency, and since then, God has been coming through me and sending letters to the First Lady, asking her to be my running mate, and to other people around the world, you know, trying to get them to support our efforts.
So President George Bush's wife is, you want her to be your running mate?
Right.
Okay.
Why is that, Gerald? I mean, she doesn't really have any kind of experience in government.
Any First Lady has had plenty of experience in government.
Okay.
That she's 50% of the team. She's 50% of the job. Don't think that the First Ladies don't have a great deal of influence on what goes on in this country.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. So
Wait a minute. But what about Linda? What are you going to do with Linda?
She would be the First Lady.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'm sorry. So then you, and then she would be Vice President. All right, good.
All right, Reverend Speaker, so what brought your message to the attention of the Secret Service?
Oh, because they monitor everything we do.
Monitor everything you do, apparently.
Was it the real Secret Service?
We're quite sure of it. Every email we send out, especially those that go to the White House, they're checking them.
Oh, you send actual letters to the White House. Okay, well, that totally makes sense. Naturally, they would be checking that. So they actually came to your home in North Dakota?
Yeah, they came to my home. They visited Linda. They came to work. They took me to the police station.
Dude!
Wow.
They interviewed me, and they made the threat that if God sent any more messages to any world leader, I would be in prison.
Now, they told you that, but did they say if God sends any more messages, or did they say if you send any more messages?
Well, if I if I send the message, if God sends the messages through me, it's God sending the messages.
I see. Okay. But they,
okay. But you know, they don't necessarily believe that you speak for God.
It doesn't matter if they believe it or not.
I agree. Okay. And by the way, let me just say this. Unless there was something threatening in your messages, and you certainly haven't described that to us today, you have every right as an American to write to the president at the White House if you want to do that.
I have every right to write to any world leader.
Okay, now,
I agree.
This is
absolutely.
This attack on every minister in the United States.
Now, what
everyone that teaches damnation.
Right. Before we go there, what is it that you said about the Pope that got their attention?
God, well, I can't actually say that. If
no.
I say that, I will be violating, you know, I can't say.
It would put you in jail.
What God
okay.
said
but,
to Pope.
But you didn't make any threats, though, right?
No, I didn't make any threats to him in the material world.
Oh,
God was explaining to him what would happen to him if he failed him and did not make the reforms in the Catholic Church that he wanted, what it would do to the Pope after he
in
died.
The afterlife. Okay, I got you.
And
I don't
had,
have
you know,
any
it was
problem
no
with
a threat. It was a warning.
But that would and that would be just like saying this. That would be like me writing to any of the Democratic candidates and saying, "Okay, you support abortion. I believe you are going to burn eternally in hell because of that after you die." Now, should the Secret Service visit me at my house and tell me I can't write to them anymore? I mean, that's absurd, Gerald.
It is. Yeah. It is a violation of my basic rights.
It's hey,
a
Linda.
Violation of my freedom of speech and my freedom of religion.
What reforms did you want the Catholic Church to make?
I'm sorry?
What reforms did you want the Catholic Church to make?
The two basic ones that God was really after him to make in the United States was that to end celibacy and to recognize Mary Magdalene as the Queen of Heaven and not the Mother of God, Mary the Virgin.
Oh, okay.
Those sound like reasonable requests to me.
Me too.
I mean, again, the First Amendment issue is what I really have concerns with, Gerald. Look, we know you're crazy, and we love you
How
for that.
How dare you?
But that doesn't mean you don't have a right to be heard. And you have a right to sit down and write letters with your opinion to anyone you damn well please. And I'm outraged by this, Mr. Polly.
A lot of other people are.
Now, but so here's the thing. So Gerald Polly should keep going, is what you're saying, Bean. And then when the Secret Service shows up, he should say, but Bean at K-Rock was upset
no,
about this.
I'm not saying that. I wish the circumstances were different and Gerald had somebody on his side who would be willing to speak for him and represent him and show that he has every legal right to do everything that he's described as. I mean, if what you're telling us is all that happened, Gerald, then I don't understand what their problem is with you and writing letters to whoever you want. I really don't get that.
Well, they're trying to stop us. We had such a tremendous success against the Mormons in Texas that they're afraid that we're going to have similar success with the Catholic Church, and they're doing anything to stop us, but they've made a tremendous tactical error.
Now, do you think that the Catholic Church is responding, and they're going to our government and saying, hey, this guy is demanding things, or do you think our government discovered it?
We believe it is some bureaucrat in Washington that thinks he's more powerful than God.
Yeah.
By the way, there are thousands of people, tens of thousands, maybe more, who believe that the Catholic Church should not make their priests be celibate. I mean, that's hardly a crazy idea. I mean, a lot of people think that's one of the reasons why we have so few priests compared to years past.
Right, and that's why you're having so much problem with molestation in the church.
Right, that's certainly a contributing factor, absolutely.
They're cutting them off to normal life.
Well, I don't know what's going on in this country, but Gerald and I are moving to Mexico.
Gerald, are you moving to Mexico with Bean?
No.
So, how's this for a guest star? Last night, the Howie Mandel TV show.
Deal or no deal?
A lot of times when they have the contestants out there, they'll surprise them. They'll have a tape message or they'll have somebody that they're a fan of. You know, your favorite actor will walk out or something like that on the set to give encouragement to you as you try to win the $1 million on the game. Well, last night they had a serviceman on and went to a taped piece by President George W. Bush showing up on Deal or No Deal. He's not even running for anything, and he's still making cameos on TV shows like that.
This guy won a Purple Heart and a Bronze Star and volunteered for to go back to Iraq two different times.
Oh, my gosh.
So the president was on and was thanking him for his service. We have the president now on the phone. Good morning, Mr. President.
Breakfast!
Mr. Bush? You all right? So, big night having you on the Deal or No Deal last night, huh?
I'll take suitcase number 7.
Well, no, you're not playing the game. You were on. Remember, you did that taped message for that soldier that was on the show last night
as
a contestant.
I was on dealer, no deal,
yeah,
last night.
Right.
Because I figured, look, the war's over, the economy's strong, housing is up, employment is up. Now I can go be on television shows. Got nothing else to do.
I'm not sure. Who's advising you exactly?
Dick.
That's what I figured.
Okay, but none of those things are really true, and you were just – it was just a taped appearance to support a soldier. You don't understand, you weren't on the game show. You weren't playing for money.
Well, first of all, those things are true. I mean, Dick Cheney wouldn't lie to me.
Okay.
Mission accomplished.
So the war's over as far as you're concerned? Okay.
Economy's good.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Housing situation's under control.
All right.
Things are looking pretty good.
Okay.
My place in history is safe.
I'm sure that's true.
I'm going to be doing a lot more television now that I've got a lot of free time.
Oh, really?
Now that all the America's problems are solved.
Okay.
I'll be going on Moment of Truth.
Oh, I don't know that you want to do that.
Yeah. Apparently, you want to ask me some questions about Iraq.
Yeah, you're not going to get hooked up to a lie detector test. I don't think you're
going to. Sounds like fun, doesn't it?
It sounds dangerous, actually, Mr. President. I don't think there's any upside for you to do that.
Hope they don't ask me if I banged any of Laura's friends.
That's what they do on that show, you know.
That'd be trouble. Hope they don't ask me about Condi.
What?
Oh, wow.
Condoleezza Rice?
Yeah, I hope they don't ask about that.
Really?
I'm the one who gave her that gap in her teeth. You know what I'm
I don't want to know how.
Oh, Mr. President.
Oh, Miss Traffic Lady.
That's very bad.
Wow. Then I'm going to be on American Idol.
I don't...
Get a chance to show another side of me.
You're going to sing?
Yep.
Well, they're pretty deep into the season right now. I don't think they're accepting new applicants.
I'm the president.
Right.
Yeah.
I could be the special guest mentor.
I see.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Teach him how to sing some songs.
Do you know how to sing, sir?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Want to hear something?
Yeah.
Sure.
How great is mail as? My favorite country song.
You are good. Very popular.
It's a good one.
Zulu.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. And then I'm going to be on, shut up. And then I'm going to be on a Shot of Love with Tila Tequila.
Oh, well, that's just, that's below the office of the president. That's demeaning to you.
See if I can find some true love on MTV.
Yeah. Have you seen Tila Tequila?
Oh, yeah. I think she is all that.
Okay. Mr. President, you're married, though.
Off the hizook.
Right, but you have a wife already. You don't need to be going to look for strange Asian ass on MTV.
Yeah, but she's all tatted up with those big fake boobies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And George Likey.
All right. Well,
like that. All right.
Okay. George Likey.
Shot of love.
Yeah. And then, who knows? Sky's the limit. Maybe my own daytime talk show.
Your own daytime talk show?
Yeah. Like Tyra. Me and Tyra could do a show together.
I would pay to see that.
Two smartest people on television. George and Tyra.
Wow.
Maybe I could join The View.
Wow. Yeah, that'd be good.
I could pay a little visit to that Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
There you go. She's a big supporter.
Seems like she's got her head in the right place.
Yeah.
Where's that?
Or will be in the right place when I get to her.
Whoa!
I'm feeling randy this morning.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah, after my big TV success last night.
Well, you didn't win anything. You just went on TV and thanked the soldier.
It's great to be on there with Howie Mandel.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I haven't seen him since he played the captain on the Enterprise.
That was a different...
I don't think it's not the same guy at all.
It's a bald dude, right?
Right, yeah. But you're thinking of Patrick Stewart was Captain Picard on the Star Trek show, but this is Howie Mandel. He's an actor and comedian.
Oh, he's a Jew, right?
I don't know.
I don't have any idea. But what does that matter?
I don't know. Just keeping track.
What does that mean?
All right, I'm getting a little uncomfortable in the direction we're going now, Mr. President.
Excuse me, I gotta go tap Gerald Pauly's phone.
Okay. All right, good luck with
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for Tuesday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
Clinton, Obama, and McCain want wrestling fans to vote. Why? I don't know. Do we really need wrestling fans to vote?
What kind of wrestling?
WWE?
Nope, we don't.
I don't think so.
No.
We don't want those people having a say so.
I don't think so.
Just crack another cold one. Watch Rowdy Roddy Piper, whoever the hell you're watching, and just have a good time. Just leave us run the country over here.
Yeah.
We'll be fine. Last night they appeared on Monday Night Raw, all three candidates.
Are you kidding?
Would I kid you, Kevin?
On WWE Raw.
Yeah, here's
the three candidates for president.
Here's Hillary Clinton giving a little shout out to the wrestling fans.
Hi, I'm Hillary Clinton. But tonight, in honor of the WWE, you can call me Hillrod. This election is starting to feel a lot like King of the Ring. The only difference, the last man standing may just be a woman.
Oh, no, you didn't.
See?
Oh, that hurts.
There used to be some dignity in the office. Now they're going on American Idol, and they're going on this. It's crazy.
Our president was on Deal or No Deal last night, and the candidates were on the wrestling TV show.
What the hell is going on?
Have they no decency at long last?
The answer to that, of course, is no.
Well, you know, Barack Obama seems like a pretty classy fellow.
Sure.
Like a guy who's raised himself above the fray.
He's tried, for sure.
Nope. Not when you saw last night.
So to the special interests who've been setting the agenda in Washington for too long, and to all the forces of division and distraction that have stopped us from making progress for the American people, I've got one question. Do you smell what Barack is cooking?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, Lord.
See, because The Rock used to say...
Right.
Yeah. No, never mind.
And lastly, but certainly not least, Governor Senator, what's he? Who is
Senator.
He?
Senator
McCain, yeah.
Looks like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama want to settle their differences in the ring. Well, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, if you want to be the man, you have to beat the man.
It's true.
Come November, it'll be game over. And what you going to do when John McCain and all his McCainiacs run wild on you?
What is going
brother.
On?
Brother, yeah, what are you going to do when the McCainiacs run wild all over you?
A little trouble saying Barack Obama's name, too.
Yeah, how do you say
that?
Barack. Like
Barack Obama?
Doc says Barack,
yeah.
Now, too.
Yeah.
He's like 80, right?
Yeah.
John McCain, he's talking about settling it
Let's
in the ring.
Settle it in the ring.
It was just one of the saddest displays ever. Really.
You're all desperate
made
for Pennsylvania.
Me weep. It made John Adams' ghost come to my house
yeah.
and
wow.
kick me right in the nuts. For being an American. That's how displeased he is. Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff indeed. Wow. Lindsay Lohan looks like she's back on the sauce again. People Magazine reports she was out till 4:15 a.m. Sunday morning with her buddy lesbian DJ Samantha Ronson, who was performing in New York. According to onlookers, Lindsay was down in Grey Goose and Red Bull and showed up in the passenger seat of a car around 4:30, just passed out as she drove by.
Lindsay Lohan.
Excellent.
Good stuff. She's in good shape.
Yeah.
You know, is it Earth Day today? Is it Happy
yes.
Earth Day?
I believe it
happy
is.
Happy Earth Day, everybody.
Yeah.
Give the Earth a big kiss for me, won't you?
Today, I'm so excited.
Al Gore, of course, the champion of Earth Day. Of course, Inconvenient Truth, very popular film. About the climate situation, but the people for the ethical treatment of animals are saying that he doesn't go far enough to protect our planet. He says that he should encourage people to go vegan, as livestock significantly contribute to greenhouse gases and global warming.
That is true. Yep. That is a fact.
And they are challenging Al Gore to talk to people about giving up meat for 30 days.
Shouldn't we eat more cattle if they're farting
something.
Too much?
Let's get rid of them. Let's eat them up as fast as we can. That's what I say.
I'm in.
All right. By the way, the president of PETA, Ingrid Newkirk,
yeah,
who's just a bitch, said about Gore that vegetarians are slimmer than meat eaters. And Mr. Gore doesn't even remotely look as if he's fond of vegetables, grains, or fruit.
You ought to burn.
Shut up, you bitch.
I have to ask, what planet have they been on?
Planet bitch.
That's a great question.
You're asking the dude to do something for your cause, and you come around and call him a tub of lard.
Yeah, right. Not really going to work.
Can she not help herself but be an a-hole? Well, I will see you next Tuesday, Ingrid Newkirk.
You're right. I mean, I understand pointing out that vegetarians usually weigh less than meat eaters, but why?
Fat. You're fat, Al.
Yeah, but how does it help you to turn it on Al, who you're trying to get on your side? That doesn't make any sense. It just seems
she can't
bad
control
policy.
Herself. She can't control herself.
That's awesome.
And finally, Mary Hart has something in common with Kevin and Bean, other than great legs.
Thank you. Thank you.
She has just become an ordained minister so that she can perform wedding ceremonies.
They're still doing that BS?
Oh, yeah. What is it, for a buck on the internet or whatever?
You $1
can become a preacher?
But who would want Entertainment Tonight's Mary Hart to marry you?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Bean. You see, on the red carpet, of Patrick Dempsey's new movie, Maid of Honor.
Oh, no.
Mary will be marrying a lucky couple that was chosen from 1,800 contest entries.
Oh.
Michelle Golightly and Sean Bollinger of Camp Hill, Pennsylvania, will be married on the red carpet of Maid of Honor.
Wow.
You see?
Wow.
Because it's about a wedding.
Wow.
So Mary Hart for Entertainment Tonight will marry them.
Wow.
That's not funny.
And everyone will just laugh and be jolly. And those young kids will get the proper start to their marriage by being a publicity stunt.
Wow.
Congratulations, you two idiots.
Even taking it seriously.
Even Bean and I stopped doing that because it was just too ridiculous.
Even you felt a matter of guilt about
right.
tarnishing people's solemn ceremonies with your hijinks.
And aren't we pretty much at the bottom of the list?
Yes, you are.
The hell?
And may I repeat? Yes, you are.
It is shocking that so many of those couples are still married, though, because you think you go, like Lightning and his wife, for instance. We married them.
Think, nice job there. Look what you did there, that poor girl.
What I'm saying is, you think that they obviously are not taking the whole thing seriously by having us perform the ceremony, so the marriage is likely not to last, but sure enough, here they are, still married all these years later.
So you're saying we should keep doing
it? It's a good thing, by the way.
No, I'm just saying it's a surprise to me. I expected every one of those marriages to flame out early because clearly they didn't take it seriously.
Some marriages should flame out early and linger for way too long.
Right. You think that's the case?
Yes.
Right.
In some cases, smoldering embers should be doused, not fanned. Today's celebrity birthdays. Chavo, bassist for System of a Down, is 34 years old today. Fletcher from Pennywise turns 42. John Waters, who at one time was considered like this avant-garde, just most disgusting filmmaker in the world, and now they're making musicals out of his movies.
Yeah.
Funny how time changes things.
He was really hated for a while.
Yeah, he was like the most disgusting filmmaker in the world, most shocking filmmaker in the world.
Yep.
Still is pretty gross when Divine eats a dog poopy.
Well, of course it is.
Yeah, it's not good.
In Polyester, I think it is. Pink Flamingos, rather. But, he's 62 years old today, but now he's like this cute, funny old gay dude, and everyone just kind of talks to him. Oh, isn't he charming? He's on VH1. I love the 80s doing little comedy bits and everything. It's hardly avant-garde anymore. And Jack
the edge off.
Jack Nicholson, come on. How about King Jack?
He is I feel like the f***ing asshole.
You're 71 years old, Jack, and you're still the man. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right, we're supposed to have Chris Rock here, and that's working out less than perfectly.
I'm going to say, if you play the big intro, he'll be ready at the end of it. That's what I'm going to say.
I'm going to say, are you high?
I have a good feeling about it.
You're going to
Mr. Rock seems like a reliable guy. I'll put a dollar on it.
Sure.
Don't let all this celebrity news fool you. All this stuff going on in the news is just a trick to get your mind off the war. I think Bush sent that girl to Kobe's room. Bush sent that little boy to Michael Jackson's house. Bush killed Lacey Peterson. Bush was Paris Hilton in that video. You don't need no gun control. You know what you need? We need some bullet control. That's right. I think all bullets should cost $5,000. You know why? Because if a bullet costs $5,000, there'll be no more innocent bystanders. Every time somebody gets shot, you'll be like, damn, he must have did something. They put $50,000 worth of bullets in his head. And people would think before they kill somebody, man, I would blow your head off if I could afford it. I'm going to get me another job. I'm going to start saving some money. And you a dead man. You better hope I can't get no bullets on layaway.
He is the world's number one stand-up entertainer coming to Southern California. The No Apologies Tour is going to be at the Gibson Amphitheater, Universal City Walk, tomorrow night through Saturday. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the Kevin Bean Show, the great Chris Rock, joining us on the air. Wow. Good morning, Chris.
That was
how you doing,
intro.
Dude?
Some intro, right?
Man.
Some good comedy.
The funny guys got told to come out after that.
So, Chris, it had been a while since you did stand up, and then I guess you kicked it off at the first part of this year, and it's something like a six-month world tour. You're out there just working your ass off in 2008.
I am everywhere. I got kids. I got a wife, and it's either this or drive a cab. So, or date Flavor Flav, so I had to figure one out.
You know what? We have some tickets to see Chris Rock tomorrow night at the Gibson Amphitheater. And we'll take good questions for Chris Rock at 1-800-520-10. Do you mind that, Chris?
Good
questions. Good questions.
What's a good question?
That's a great question.
We'll find out.
I don't know. But we'll have them screened and see if we can find some. I saw you, Chris, at the Gibson Amphitheater, and it was one of the funniest shows I've ever seen.
Really?
Now, are you going to do – I guess you're going to be there tomorrow night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night at the Gibson Amphitheater.
Yeah.
Some tickets are still available. And
all new material.
That's what I was going to ask, is if everything's new.
Everything's new.
So if you go Wednesday night and Thursday night, you're going to do a completely different show.
I wouldn't go that far.
I see. Okay.
You know, you never know what happens during the day, especially in L.A., but
everything's new from the last time you came through town.
Yes, everything is brand new from the last time. You got to get your Michael Vick on, your Obama on. There's a lot of stuff going on. Brittany, they're taking her kids. You know, they take white kids quicker. Because Whitney and Bobby held on to their kids.
That's true.
That's a good point.
No one ever visited, you know.
No one seemed to care.
No one seemed to, you know, the social workers never came by. Not one visit.
Well,
Whitney's kids are healthy and, you know, they took them.
Yeah, they took them quickly. Yeah. And they gave them to K-Fed, by the way.
Even O.J. kept his kids. And he killed the mother.
Well, they didn't have a lot of other options as far as parents go.
Oh, boy. He left court and went to Chuck E. Cheese.
Chris, let me ask you, because so many celebrities are coming out and supporting a candidate of the three that are running for president this year. Have you done that? Have you come out and supported, or are you an equal opportunity offender and you just prefer to sit back and make fun of all of them?
Okay, I am an equal opportunity offender. But John McCain used to own Sidney Poitier. You know, I don't need a president with a bucket list.
That's an excellent point.
Is it a good thing for you as a comedian that there is so much high, that this is an election year and there's so much high profile stuff for you to talk about?
It's a better year to go out than the tour. You know, Hillary, I mean, I feel sorry for her in a sense. You know, other countries have had women leaders, and you know, we're like, what if she's on her period?
Yeah.
Vice President takes over. That's
is that how it works?
Once
at
a
least
month?
For the first 4 days.
I didn't realize that.
Wow, this is...
Can't make big decisions on a heavy flow.
See, this is entertaining and educational, Lisa. We're all learning a little something. This is the great Chris Rock on the phone. No Apologies Tour is going to be for 4 big nights at the Gibson Amphitheater at Universal. We promise we give away some tickets to some questions at 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with, let's start with Dave in Sylmar. He is on line 7. Hi, Dave. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show. A thrill for you today. I hope we got Chris Rock on the line.
What's up, Kevin and Bean, Chris, and of course, Miss Lisa.
Good morning.
What's your question, Dave?
Who would win in a cat fight, Hillary or Barack?
In a cat fight?
Yeah, in a cat
fight. Well, the one with the cat. I guess in a bitch slap, Barack would win. In a cat fight, Hillary would win.
You know, Chris, I don't know if you've seen this yet, but all three candidates taped messages for the WWE last night. So they were all on talking big about settling things in the ring, and they had their nicknames. And it was, oh, my God, just like they were on American Idol a couple of weeks ago. It's just crazy the stuff that they're doing to get the message out and to pander for votes right now. It just seems so unpresidential.
Somebody's going to commit a crime just to be on America's Most Wanted.
Exactly. The first one that does will be elected president.
Yes.
Let's say good morning to Christina, who is calling us from Riverside. Good morning, Christina. I don't think I pushed the right button. I'm sorry. Are you there, Christina?
Hi. Yeah, I'm here.
What's your question?
Okay, so Chris, where were you when you came up with the skit, "There is no sex in the champagne room"?
Where could he have been?
I was in the champagne room, mad because I just gave a stripper $800.
All right.
It all came to me right then and there.
I have a feeling that bit did more to suppress business in the champagne room than anything that's ever happened in history.
Yeah, it's like a catch line.
Yeah, it really is. You could run for president with that line.
And whenever I go into one of these establishments, they tend to throw on that record.
Sure, yeah.
I bet they do. Yeah.
Let's go to Matt in La Puente. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, Matt. What's going on? Chris, Lisa May.
Good morning.
I had a question, Mr. Rock. If your show ever became a movie, what part of your life and your shenanigans would you get into? And if it became a movie,
Everybody Hates Chris.
Yeah,
you mean the Everybody Hates Chris show?
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
If it became a movie, I don't know. I'd probably take it all the way to the, you know, now. Or just getting on Saturday Night Live and all that stuff. Chris Farley, Adam Sandler, Spade, all those friendships, all those relationships, all those drugs. You know,
that would be a cool movie. Do you love going back and forth? Do you like having a year of stand up and then maybe going off and making a movie? Is it fun to be able to do both?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and you know, it's just fun to travel and see the country and meet the people, and you feel better when you do a movie. You feel like, especially if you know you've been in front of a live audience for like a year, so you kind of feel like you're more on top of your funny at the time. Mm-hmm. That's what I do.
Chris, you think you'll ever host the Oscars again?
I don't know if they're ever going to ask me again. That's the real question. I don't know. I think I blackened it up. Like, hey, wait a minute.
Is that what they were looking for or no?
I don't know. I mean, hey, if they asked me, I would love to host it again. It was a lot of fun, and it's live, and it's the biggest audience you could get, and it's probably like the closest I'll come to, you know, playing sports or something, you know?
Right.
I loved it, to tell you the truth. And now, I thought everybody else did good. I thought Stuart was great. I thought Ellen was great. So, you know.
Yeah, it's a tough gig, that's for sure. I mean, there are very, very few of you that can do it. That's,
you know,
for sure.
If they don't call, though, it's off to the BET Awards.
Now, you mentioned sports, and I know you're a huge, huge, huge Mets fan. Who's your basketball team? Who are you rooting for in the playoffs right now?
In the playoffs right now, I really like New Orleans. But the Lakers look a little too good.
Yes, like, they do.
The Lakers look real good. Real. Kobe looks hungry. Pau Gasol's taking his Vlade Divac pills. They're working. They're real good, man.
How dare you? Vlade Divac was a horrible player. I hated him. Hated.
He loved you.
He was the flop master general.
He loved me. He show every morning.
Chris, you have no idea what you're talking about. It's the No Apologies Tour. It's at Gibson Amphitheater, Universal City Walk. It is tomorrow night through Saturday night, and there are still some tickets available if you like.
A couple.
Chris Rock, and I'd like to say again, I saw it, and it was really, really good.
That's great. Thank you.
You do some great stand-up. So.
It's on this week.
It is always great to get a few minutes to catch up with you, Chris. Thanks for coming on the Kevin Beach Show, man. We enjoyed it.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, man.
Spencer, take off the sunglasses. We're inside. We've got fluorescent lights. We don't need those. Seriously.
Bobby.
Bean.
Life's
Bean.
Tough.
Yeah. Spencer Pratt from The Hills, of course. Last night, another episode over there on MTV. Spencer, I got a quick clip to play, and then we're going to go to some phone calls with people who want love advice from Spencer, the Love Dispenser, 1-800-520-1067. You're laying on the couch watching TV, which seems to be all you do this season, by the way.
Yeah.
And your ex-girlfriend Heidi shows up. You remember she shows up, she's looking for Stephanie, your sister that you live with. And here's a little bit of how that conversation went.
What's going on?
I went to Goa the other night with your sister.
Cool. Do you have fun?
No, actually, I didn't, because your sister was, you know, like, hanging out with Lauren, and I felt really uncomfortable, and she was, like, pretty icy to me.
I can't believe you would go to a club where she was even there.
No, it was awful. It was a really bad night.
I know you probably want to vent about this, but no offense, I really don't want to talk about you out of clubs, so maybe you should wait for my sister to come back.
You know what? I gotta go. Will you tell Steph I said hi?
It was great seeing you. Enjoy your space.
Yeah, it was great seeing you too.
You look great.
What a dick.
Yeah.
Why are you such a dick all the time to everyone always?
So, why was she so insulting to me? Why was she so like that, all invading my space?
What?
Chief,
you know.
Whoa. Did I ask your opinion, Linda? Wait a second.
It's Lisa.
Know your role, lady. All right? Pipe down, sugar pop.
It's time. It's time for Spencer, the Love Dispenser.
What's going on with you and Heidi?
I should be asking you. I don't know. I don't talk to her.
I don't even hear anything you say. It's just...
Spencer, the Love Dispenser. Spencer, the Love Dispenser. Spencer, the Love Dispenser.
Spencer, the Love Dispenser. I just don't even know.
Yeah. I'll tell you, Oscar writes a lot of good songs. I like
it. It's Omar. His name's Omar.
All right, listen, Chief. Thanks, boss.
I'm going to say again, I don't know how you can give love advice when clearly your own love life is in such shambles, but we're going to take some calls anyway at 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with, let's start with Mike in San Dimas. He's on line 4. Mike, you're on with Spencer Pratt from The Hills. Go ahead.
What's up, Spencer?
Hey, what's up, Mark?
What's up, man? This is Spencer.
Well done. Well done.
That's a guy. That's a frequent caller that we have, Spencer, that says that every once in a while and just to prank call us.
Whatever.
We
all
love
right.
him. All right.
Next call.
Let's try Jillian, line six. Jillian is in the LBC and maybe a Hills fan. Hi, Jillian. You're on with Spencer. Go ahead.
Hi, Kevin Bean. Hey, Lisa May.
Hey, Jillian.
Okay, Spencer, so you're kind of a douchebag like my boyfriend.
Yeah, all right.
One thing that I do like about you is that when you mess up, you bring Heidi flowers and candy. And
that's right.
So how can I get my boyfriend to do that?
Well, Jimmy, how old are you?
What?
Jillian.
How old are you, honey? Jillian. How old are you, sweetie pie?
Jillian.
I'm almost 20.
All right, well, you're a little long in the tooth for flowers, so just go ahead and forget about that. Thanks. Next call.
What?
What are you even talking about? She's 19 years old. What are you talking about, long in the tooth?
All right, over the hill. Makes me sick even to think about that. All right. God. Next call.
Let's go to Katie in Burbank. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Katie.
You're on with Spencer. What's your question?
Hello, Spencer Pratt.
What's up, baby doll?
I wanted to know if you and your friends have any sort of itinerary for, like, when you find a girl attractive or not. Like, is there a specific kind of girl that you would approach at a club or purposely avoided a club just based on what she looked like?
You know what?
You have a type?
All right, sweetie pop. Let me give you a little advice on what you need to be in order for the Spence dog and his boys to roll up on you when we're at the club. Okay. You need to have a body like a Holocaust survivor, but with big bolt-ons strapped to your chest, okay? So just, like, look like you're on Schindler's List with big D-cups, and then I want you to take waxy little lips and just put them right on your face, okay? So just take, like, big flapping inner tubes, just strap, and just paint them up with lipstick, okay?
Wow.
And have those lips just covering up your Seabiscuit teeth with your long blonde hair, and I promise you that Spence dog and his boys will roll up and show you a good time.
Do you think you can accomplish all that, Katie?
No, I don't think I'm Spencer Pratt's type, unfortunately.
Well, then I won't be seeing you at Les Deux tonight, will I, baby doll? All right, next call.
Probably lucky. Thank you.
She sickens me.
All right, we just have time for one more, Spencer. It's going to be Brian on line five. He's also in the LBC this morning. Brian, final question for Spencer, the love dispenser. Go ahead.
What to do, everybody?
What to do, Brian?
Hey, Spencer, I'm having trouble pleasing my lady. How do I help her get a happy ending in the bed?
First off, why does that matter? Secondly, what you need to do is go down to Lisa Klein on Robertson in Beverly Hills, and they have these hoodies with Swarovski diamonds on them. Grab a couple of those, brah. All right. That's what I'm talking about.
Do this question.
He was asking about sexual relations with his girlfriend.
Yeah, but all the world, it is a stage. Capitalism.
What's going on, Bean and Heidi?
I should be asking you. I don't know. I don't talk to her.
I don't even hear anything you say. It's just...
Spencer, the love dispenser! Spencer, the love dispenser! Spencer, the love dispenser!
Oh, it's just so stupid.
Spencer, the love dispenser! Spencer, the love dispenser! Spencer, the love dispenser!
I just don't even know.
Half hour from now, Bean will tell you about his horrible day yesterday when someone had his hand up his ass. Okay? Good times.
It did involve me dropping him and bending over. That is true. And also, K-Rock listener Ricardo has a complaint. He's just lucky we haven't figured out a way to put a tip jar on the radio. But we'll talk to him about what he's got going on. First, though, at 7:38, Tuesday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, it's time for the Afro Line. 323-520-AFRO. You call us, leave a message, we play back.
It's an answering machine. So there's no one live is going to actually answer it.
Hey, hello? Is anyone there? Why won't you talk to me? Why aren't you there? Where are you? I'm lonely.
That's sad. Yeah.
That is sad. But you know what? People are lonely out there, and they expect someone to talk to them.
Sure.
And maybe the Afro Line is just what they need.
Two freaking words. Celebra
Cadabra.
Who's in?
Celebra
Cadabra. We missed that
now,
last time.
Is this the show where quasi-celebrities try to learn magic?
No, this is the show where people who have never even been quasi-celebrities are trying to do magic.
Dave says it's next Sunday.
Next Sunday, okay. You can get it for free on iTunes. You can download it for free
really?
On iTunes, yeah. Celebra Cadabra looks horrible. And I can't wait. Thank you for that. This is some Kevin and Bean love.
Yo, what's up, guys? Recent listener here. And gotta say, love the show. I like it. I like it. I think it's a hit. I think I'll keep listening to it.
Wow.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, I think I speak on behalf of 98% of all listeners when I say I really don't care to hear Omar speak on the air. Nothing he says is interesting, and I find his takes to be not refreshing in the slightest. So if you could either kill him or remove his larynx, that would be fantastic.
All right.
You, Omar.
Seems extreme.
It does seem a little extreme, but okay. That's fine. We can do that.
Coming to an adult video store near you. A Lightning Scorsese Phil. Lisa May. Miss Cleo. Two Girls. One Cup.
Oh.
The Motion Picture.
Coming soon.
God, no.
Come.
No, please.
No, thank you. This guy very excited about something.
Yes! My wife just bought a pair of white pants.
Yes!
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
We did a show from, I don't know. Was it Big Bear? And there was a theory by a friend of ours who said that if a girl wears white pants, how can we say this?
Backdoor.
She loves backdoor action.
Oh.
So that's why that guy is so excited.
And he remembered that all these years later. And now it's the happiest day of his life.
And finally, we got a message from listener Dave, Bean, which is very exciting. I know you like those as well.
O-M-F-G. Bean, did you see Gossip Girl last night? Oh. Could you believe Serena is living with Chuck and Jenny? Little Jenny Humphrey is going to war with Blair? Blair! Then next week, Georgina comes back to mess with Serena? So good! XOXO, listener Dave.
He's a fag.
Dave, look, I love you, and I consider you my only friend at the Kevin and Bean Show, as you know. But you owe me my life back for having me tune into that god-awful Gossip Girl last night.
Oh, you watched it because Dave told you to?
Yes, because Dave's been saying, oh, it's coming back. You will love it. I tell you, you will love it. And Dave and I used to be OC buddies. Before that, we were Dawson's Creek buddies. I mean, I'm into shows like this. I generally enjoy these. This show is so horrible. The acting is so bad. The writing is so bad. It's so stupid. It's so stilted. It's dreadful. What's wrong with you, Dave?
Hey, that wasn't me. That was listener Dave.
Yeah,
that was me.
That was listener Dave. I mean, I like it because it has hot chicks, but you know,
Dave,
listener Dave was all excited about it.
It's a horrible show, though. Admit it's 100% sound down. Yeah, I understand if there are hot chicks
and hot chicks is horrible, then yeah, it's horrible.
No, hot chicks are great, but sound down, right? Look, I'll look at Blake Lively all day. I love her, too, but I'm telling you, that show is unwatchable, Dave.
I don't know, dude. Her voice kind of turns me on, too. Like, she's
hot. Dear God. Damn you to hell.
Wow. And she dresses really well.
You and Listener Dave are together on this?
Yeah, I back Listener Dave on this one. Yeah.
All right, thanks.
This time tomorrow, by the way, Ralph, you're going to be so happy because we will just be hanging up the phone with our friend Mark Burnett, creator of the TV show Jingles.
Jingles!
We got Mark tomorrow to talk all about the Jingles TV show and how you can be
jingles.
A part of it.
Sweet, sweet Jingles.
First, though, 7:53, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Tuesday. What's going on?
We are living in the golden age of television.
Yes, we are.
Absolutely.
Because we have Jingles on the horizon, and the news just keeps getting better. Al Roker, it has been announced, will be the new host of NBC's Celebrity Family Feud.
Yeah!
Celebrity Family
Feud. Yeah, right. It's better than Family Feud because they're celebrities.
Are they the same level of celebrity as Celebricadabra?
Oh, come on, Kardashians, sign up.
As Al Roker?
Sign up.
O-M-F-G.
EOnline.com reports that so far, no famous families have signed on to compete.
I'm surprised.
It's going to be Al standing there on an empty set. Going, survey says!
Isn't he the dude that interviewed the old people? Is he the weather guy?
No, that's Willard.
Different
Willard
guy.
Scott is the white old weather dude from the Today Show. Al Roker is the fat black weather dude from the Today Show.
Okay.
Another one of these people who got the gastric bypass surgery
and
managed somehow to just eat their way through it. Just lost a ton of weight and said, nope, you're not beating me that easy. And then proceeded to stretch their stomach that was the size of a thumb. Back to the size of a volleyball.
That takes commitment.
It does. You got to keep packing the Twinkies down there in order to get some stretching.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
This Family Feud was a big show in the 70s originally, right?
Sorry,
but is it on anymore? Does anyone do the Family Feud anymore?
Richard Karn, I think, was the last host of Family Feud.
Right.
I don't believe his version is on anymore.
It's been a while.
But finally, they're bringing it back, Family Feud, and adding celebrities. So it just gets better. Oh, I'm not done yet.
No.
NBC is really doing it upright. They've just announced Celebrity Circus.
Come on. God. Really?
Where celebrities will attempt to master a number of circus stunts, including the high wire, the flying trapeze, and fire dancing. Contestants will perform their acts, and then the verdict of the judges and viewers will decide who moves on Celebrity Circus.
Sweet!
It seems like any show now that has celebrity in the title is a go.
Yes, well...
Whatever you want to do, as long as there are...
Just look at the success of Secret Talents of the Stars.
There was that.
Oh, wait a minute. That got canceled after one episode.
But, I mean, you know, Celebrity Apprentice, big hit. Dancing with the Stars, big hit. I guess people like seeing celebrities do stuff that they don't ordinarily do.
It would appear. You'd think they'd get tired of it after a while.
Sometimes. Sometimes not.
How great is male ass?
Remember George Takei on Secret Talents of the Celebrities?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
How successful was that?
It got canceled after the first episode.
Here's the thing. There used to be a show called Circus of the Stars way back in the 70s.
God, I remember that.
I know.
So this is not a new idea.
And it involves celebrities doing tricks and stuff?
Yeah. You know, we're in the second wave. There was an earlier golden age of celebrity-based competition shows when they used to have Battle of the Network Stars.
That was
remember
an
that?
Awesome show.
That was a great show. They would have stars from like the hottest TV shows from NBC, ABC, and CBS all competing against each other in athletic competitions.
Okay, but that's the difference.
That was pretty fascinating.
Is these days the celebrities in quotes are just you've never even heard of, and the more shows that come along, the fewer celebrities are going
to
have.
I mean, it used to be like the stars of MASH and Happy Days. I mean, like really the number one shows on television, all putting on dolphin shorts and tank tops and trying to kayak against each other. It was fascinating. This Circus
now,
of the Stars.
Now it's freaking Omarosa doing whatever she does.
Doesn't really have the same star power as Circus of the Stars.
That's bullshit.
Celebrity Circus has signed on Christopher Knight, Peter Brady, former Peter Brady from the Brady Bunch.
Okay.
Rachel Hunter.
Yeah.
Antonio Sabato Jr., Blue Cantrell, Janet Evans, the Olympic swimmer, and Wee Man from Jackass. So is your cast for Celebrity Circus.
Wow.
But at least they got a star for the host. Joey Fat One from NSYNC will be the celebrity host.
Oh, Fatone?
Oh, yes, that's right. That's how you say it.
That's going to be...
He's burning through host gigs, by the way.
No kidding. That's going to be canceled after one episode.
I guess the singing bee didn't fare so well for Joey. So
oh, he was host of that, too?
Yeah. Yep. Wow. So there's your reality show update. Nothing can hold a candle to Jingles. Don't get me wrong.
Of course. And we sort of have to blame Mark Burnett for all of this, because if he hadn't come up with Survivor, which kind of really just kicked off this whole wave of reality television, maybe we wouldn't now be enduring some of the shows that we have to watch.
I'm with you, my brother.
This is f***ing retarded.
Paris Hilton has a new idea for a PR stunt.
Oh, good.
She believes that this latest idea could be her most famous and most profitable, according to the New York Post. Rumor has it, she is considering having a double wedding with her best friend, Nicole Richie. They're both dating the twin brothers from Good Charlotte, Benji and Joel Madden, who, by the way, are both very flimsy. And word is she is enticed by a multi-million-dollar promise from a tabloid that would publish the wedding photos. They would pay her multi-million dollars if there was to be a double wedding and there would be a series of photos that they could publish.
She's not actually engaged.
Lisa, that is just a formality.
I suppose for the money, they could make it work.
Absolutely. Benji,
the word for that, I think it's hooker.
Nicole and Paris getting married together. In a big four-way.
Excellent.
I know we've asked this question before, Ralph, but why do we care whether they get married or whether we see pictures?
I don't know, dude.
You don't. We don't.
But there are people who buy the magazines, apparently, who the editors, at least, believe would pick up copies.
The end is near.
They would pay a bunch of coin for that. How much time do we have? I'm out of time. In an hour, I'll come back and we'll talk about the 20 worst comic book movies ever as published by entertainmentweekly.com.
Oh, good.
It's quite an entertaining list. Today's celebrity birthdays, Chavo from System of a Down. You know what? Screw you. If you're going to do it or just
don't.
Shut up.
That's sorry, right.
Don't give me... Just say something or don't say something.
What the hell?
Much better.
34 years old today. Fletcher of Pennywise turns 42.
Beach.
John Waters is 62 years old today. And Jack Nicholson
King of the Movie Stars, is 71. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
And a warning here. We're dealing with a sensitive subject, which is not suitable for young children.
This program contains sexually explicit dialogue. Viewer discretion is advised.
This program contains images which may be disturbing to younger or sensitive viewers. Parental discretion is advised.
The reenactments and commentary in this program may contain frank talk of a sexual nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
Clearly, what's about to happen on our stage is very dangerous. Seems obvious, but we should underscore it. Please, don't try this or anything resembling this at home.
That is the most important one for this particular conversation. Don't try this at home.
You know,
if you have kids, I think we're telling you that this may not be good for them.
That's what we're suggesting. Yes. Right? How do I put this? You ever get the feeling that the whole world is in on a big joke and you're not? Like, they're all pretending something. I'll give you a perfect example. There are people out there who think it's funny to say Kirsten Dunst is pretty. Okay, you know what I'm talking about? Those
sure.
People who you know they don't believe it. You know they don't mean it. You know they're just saying it to get a rise out of you. You know they're just funning on you, right?
Right.
Well, I came to a conclusion yesterday that there's something else like that I've been dragged into this great conspiracy. People who tell me that there are those who enjoy having stuff put up their ass. Those people are all part of a big ha-ha on me, because I'm here to tell you, as a guy who had it done again yesterday,
what?
It's not possible.
Your doctors, are having you on. You'll never believe what I did to this guy.
I, a couple of weeks ago, had some weird thing happen where I had an enlarged prostate, or they thought I did at the time. Now they're saying it's not enlarged at all and I'm fine, which is... It was a surprise to me that that's what they thought it was originally, because I'm too young to have a problem like that. I don't have any history of it in my family or anything like that. So it was a surprise to me that that's what they said. But 2 weeks ago when this all happened, Kevin, you were gone. It was one of your 37 weeks of vacation this year. And Ralph was giving me a really hard time about the prostate exam, because I came in complaining about it like I do. And he's like, it's not that big a deal. What are you complaining about? It's uncomfortable for a second. And I'm like, you don't understand. The guy put his, you know, to his elbow up my ass.
His elbow?
Yeah, he lost his watch. It was miserable. It's so unbelievably miserable and uncomfortable and painful that there's no way in a million years that people like it, that people voluntarily do it. People enjoy it. So I just think that it's all a big scam.
So you think there's maybe a hidden camera someplace?
Yeah.
And they go, look at this guy. He dropped his pants and bent over. Look at this. I went up to my elbow.
It's a goof. And Ralph thought that I was too sensitive about it, that it wasn't that big a deal. But I'm here to tell you that I kept all of that in mind as I went in for a checkup yesterday. And by the way, I'm completely fine. The doctor said I got nothing bad, nothing going on.
Right.
But it got to that point in the interview where he said, okay, now I got to check it out. And he pulls out the rubber gloves. You know?
Oh, you don't want to be in a doctor's office. You don't want to see the rubber gloves.
You never want to see the rubber gloves. And the last time I did it 2 weeks ago, it was I was in a great deal of pain then, and they had me laying down on my side, and they did it that way. And somehow that wasn't quite as demeaning as yesterday, which was stand up, drop them, and then bend over like you're trying to touch your toes.
Yes.
I would love to see that.
That sounds unnecessary.
I do.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, parental discretion is advised.
So
he whines a little much about all this.
He does whine.
It's not comfortable, yes.
No, it's the worst thing ever.
It's not like the worst thing that's ever happened.
I would rather lose a finger. I would rather they had seriously. I would rather they had taken out a dull butter knife and they had sawed through a finger. I would give up a finger for every single time that they have to do that.
I would like to see that as well. I would like you to lose fingers instead.
Glad to lose a finger instead. I'm telling you, it's the worst thing of all time. And I'm telling you something else. That doctor of mine, he should be arrested, is what he should be, and he should be thrown in jail for what he did to me yesterday.
Who's that guy with the guy in his ass? It's Bean Baxter.
Guy.
It ought to be against the law.
You
it's certainly a crime
so
against
weak.
God and
Isn't
nature.
He the biggest
what?
Baby
you are such
ever.
A pussy.
I don't like it either.
About?
I do not.
Well,
no one likes it.
I do not enjoy that.
It is a momentary
point.
Discomfort that goes. It's over in a flash.
But it's not something
but to cry about it, bitch and moan. You are the flimsiest dude I've ever met. It's not over in a flash. By the way, he was up there for a minute. He really was. He was up there for a minute,
wow,
which seems like a year.
Did he crawl inside? What do you mean he was up there for a minute?
Well, I mean,
get his
you
know, whole body
feel,
in,
feeling around and checking stuff out.
I can't see anything.
But that minute seems like a year. I mean, it really does. It's so violating, mentally,
are you
physically,
so soft?
Emotionally.
Are you just so weak and soft that this is the thing that's going to set you
I'm
off?
I'm not weak.
I
I'm right.
Tell you.
You are way weak, and you are way soft.
I got to tell you, then I'm weak and soft too because I do not like that. That is not
no
good.
No one likes it.
No
once
one likes
again.
It. I don't like you know getting a cavity filled. I don't like you know drilling a tooth at the dentist's
different
office.
Levels, dude.
Shut
different
up.
Different levels
of hell.
I agree.
Idiot. Different levels of hell.
Oh my God.
You'd rather get a tooth drilled than have a prostate exam
yes.
for 45 seconds.
Without Novocaine, yes.
I would rather get five teeth drilled than one of these. Five, one each day for a week.
Who's that guy with the guy in his ass? It's Bean Baxter.
Guy.
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 Off. This is just mental. That's the problem. It's
but
all
in, truth,
in your head.
It's tragic.
You've got
that
this whole homophobic
God
thing going
is against
on.
This.
You can't just be a man and go about your business.
Nope. Sometimes you're shocked out of that reality. You go, what the hell is this world?
Man, you know,
in 2008,
watching John Adams
yeah,
this Sunday.
That's what I was
where
thinking.
A woman had her breast removed and she bit down on a stick. By the way,
yes.
That's what America used to
well,
be.
Well, that's no better.
Not
but
you pansies
that's
bitching
no better.
And moaning about you.
I, let's say good morning.
Oh, I'm gonna put a rubber glove on. Mommy, give me a lollipop. I hope you die.
I would rather have a breast removed with no anesthesia.
I hope he sticks a grenade up your ass next time and pulls the pin.
Robert in West Covina, good morning.
Hey, here's a question for you. I had the same procedure done about a month ago, but mine was worse. This time when I went back, he massaged my penis. Now, what are you doing?
What?
Well, there's a little solution from the prostate. When he has his finger up there, he's pushing on the prostate, and then I guess a little
solution. Okay, all right, good. Yeah.
Dude, that's like $50 the place I get a massage.
Thank you for that.
Sunyi's working on me. I got to cough up an extra fin to get that going.
Guys, I'm no medical expert, but in 2008, doesn't it seem like there ought to be a better way than a doctor literally putting his hands in your ass? Doesn't it seem like there ought to be some sort of X-ray they can take?
First of all, it's a
something?
Finger, all right?
It's not just a finger.
Fist is
you
what it was.
Tremendous woman. It's a finger. And it's there for 30 seconds. Move on with your life.
Can't
do
it.
The problem is you don't have enough going on in your life. So you're focusing on 30 seconds out of your day.
Scott in South Pasadena. Good morning.
Hey, this is Scott.
Hey.
Hey, Kevin Bean. Hey, Lisa.
Hello.
Hey, so I totally disagree. I'm a totally straight guy.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
I love to have my butt played with. I totally do.
By a doctor?
Oh, you mean sexually?
Yes.
No, but
absolutely.
But not by a doctor.
I have never had a doctor had to do that. I've had the, you know, turn your head and cough thing, but never a doctor.
Okay.
Well, ask for it next time you go
in. Yeah, ask for it. It's an extra $50, like Ralph said, but it's worth it, apparently. Thank you for the call.
What does he enjoy about that, by the way? I mean, I guess
lots
it's hard
of nerve
to put,
endings there.
Put
there's a ton
words,
of nerve
but...
endings there. There's a lot of pleasure centers there, and a lot of people enjoy it.
All of my nerve endings are yelling, stop it.
Yeah.
That's what mine are yelling.
What a surprise. You have homophobic nerve endings.
How dare you? Let's go to Marty and...
I've been thinking about meat all day long.
Oh, come on.
Marty and Pedro, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
Good. Okay. You had this done recently?
I'm absolutely with you. I've had it done.
Thank
I actually
you.
Had to change doctors because I had a female doctor, and it was just so bloody kind of humiliating having an old lady probing around down there.
Really?
So
you'd
rather have a dude.
You actually changed doctors to have a dude do it.
She was an old granny-esque kind of lady, so it was
what?
Really uncomfortable bending over doing the, you know.
I would probably had a nice touch, a granny.
I could
probably gave you cookies afterwards.
I could see if she was a hot chick that you would be uncomfortable.
Dude, I'd be even more into it if it was a hot chick. It's like, yeah, Bane, that's right. Work it.
And then again, it's just uncomfortable all the way around.
Sure.
I guess I kind of felt more comfortable with the male doctor because you can kind of joke about it. I kind of like, okay, do we cuddle now or go have cigarettes?
Yeah, that's
it's uncomfortable. Is it the worst thing that's ever happened to you?
Yes,
really.
It's the worst thing that's ever happened.
Is it worthy of Mrs. Bean up there just going on and crying and bitching and moaning?
Yes, it is.
No,
it is
not.
I'm with Bean.
I came home and I curled up in the fetal position on the floor and just wept. I really did.
I've had paper cuts that hurt more.
It's now, the worst thing ever.
Now, Bean, Curtis in Simi Valley and Chuck and Downey are both saying that there is a new blood test. You can ask for them to take a blood test instead. both of them are
that's
safe.
That's for prostate cancer.
Yeah, there's markers.
Yeah, that's
in
the
your
PSA ear. Test. Yeah. Right.
Oh,
for
I see.
Prostate cancer. But this in is order for to see inflammation prostate. Or to just to palpate the size of it to see what it's doing up there, you got to get some hands-on experience.
Here's all I'm saying in conclusion, and that is two things. One is the doctor should be arrested, he should be tried, and he should be hung. Okay, first of all, the doctor who did that to me yesterday should not practice medicine. He should not be allowed to live freely. He should not be able to walk around. He should be in jail or dead. Okay, that's number one. And two is the people who are saying, oh, I kind of enjoy it. Oh, I kind of like it. Oh, it's fun when somebody puts something up there under any circumstances in the bedroom or in the doctor's office. You're all lying, and mm-hmm. I am exposing this as a giant ha-ha scam that you're perpetrating on the world.
I feel the same way about people who say they enjoy going to mustard museums in Kansas on vacation. I say thing, you're yeah. lying. There's no possible way it happens, and you should be exploded with a hand grenade in your ass.
Let's take a call from Ivan in Torrance. I think this will end it. Good morning, Ivan.
Hey, I just wanted to say, Bean, I completely agree with you. I'd rather have 5 teeth pulled out without Novocaine. And I was just wondering why, Ralph, you're so pro-fingering your anus.
I'm not pro-finger. I'm just anti-flimsy. I don't like she-men like you, Ivan.
Who's that guy with the guy in his ass? It's Bean Baxter.
Guy.
God. There is no substitute for Bush.
That's true. By the way, K-Rock listeners sent me a story. We really don't have time for this, I know. But this guy was hurt in a construction accident and went in, and they give him some stitches, and he was having some trouble. And they said, we'd like to do a rectal exam to see if you have spinal injury. And he said, no, he refused.
Right.
Well, fast forward, next thing he knows, he wakes up, and he's handcuffed to the bed, and he's got lube in him, and they have done the rectal exam without his permission. He said no. They said, look, we have to find out. That's how we're going to find out if you got a spinal injury. So he sues, takes it all the way to the New York Supreme Court.
No.
They rule in the hospital's favor and said that it was medically the prudent thing to do, and the guy didn't have the right to refuse the service.
I'd like to request that they do that to me next time they have to do that.
Is knock you out?
Yeah.
Sure.
Anyway, isn't that unbelievable? The guy didn't want – you could be paralyzed, sir. I know, but you're not touching my ass.
Yeah, he's an a-hole, that guy.
So anyway.
All right, it's time to talk to Ricardo, who is a K-Rock listener. Good morning, Ricardo.
What's going on, party people? Lisa May.
Good morning.
Ricardo sent us an email, and he's got a gripe, and we'd like to open the phones and find out why people think this is deserved. Ricardo?
What's going on?
You seem very fired up when you sat down to type a letter to the Kevin DeBean Show yesterday. What's on your mind?
You know what? I am pissed. I was furious. After a long day of lounging at the beach, me and my baby girl Kim, we decided to go down to the local KFC in Covina.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, they had a tip jar at a freaking fast food restaurant.
At KFC?
Yeah, okay. At a KFC. It's like, okay, I can understand minimum wage jobs, but a tip jar at a KFC? Come on now, that's ridiculous.
Well, I don't understand the distinction. They're probably working a minimum wage job at the KFC.
Yeah, but so are the strippers. Okay, also let me throw this
wait a minute. What does that mean?
Let me throw this at you.
All right.
There's a stripper named Misty. She's working the pole. She's giving you the best DJ you've ever gotten in your life. Are you going to tip her? Who's getting the same pay, or going to go tip Claudia, Maria, Guadalupe, Consuelo, who's turning on the oven at freaking KFC? Who would you rather tip?
I guess there should be some kind of limit. It does seem sometimes like there's a tip jar there, and you go, wait a minute. There's a tip jar at 31 Flavors by my house.
Yes, and Togo's has a tip jar.
You know what? Tell them to go shove it up their ass or something. That's ridiculous.
No more ass, first of all.
Rectum exam. Let's go find
out. Ricardo, this is just a crazy thought, but can't you just ignore it? I mean, it's not like it's a tax that you're required to pay to walk out of the KFC. Just don't put anything in it.
Let me throw this out there to you. Okay, so Bean, you do a blog, right?
Yeah.
Everyone who's not Bean, Bean's gonna say Bean threw up like a help me with the donation if you like this blog. Are you really gonna donate $1 to Bean?
No.
For the crap that exactly. So it's just ridiculous. You shouldn't have
but
that.
But the point is that it's voluntary, though, and if somebody does think that they like the person behind the counter, that person did an exceptional job or whatever, then what does it matter to you whether someone else puts money in that tip jar? You don't have to.
I'll tell you why. Because
it's just annoying.
Because Ricardo is, despite what he sounds like, a nice guy.
Yeah,
and so it makes him feel bad when there's a tip jar right there and he's not going to put it. It makes him feel bad. So he's angry that it gets put there, which I can kind of see.
For me, there's a difference between the KFC guy who actually does nothing to create the meal, just basically rings it up, puts it in a box and gives it to me, and maybe a guy who's making me a sandwich. Because to me, that guy's actually has it in his power to make a good sandwich or a bad sandwich.
So you're thinking Togo's
or a salad?
Okay,
yeah.
KFC not okay.
Yeah, that, to me, that's the line.
Ask for it.
Yeah. I can
that's
see.
My whole gripe.
I can see why you're. I can see why
I'll
you're.
Fight anybody.
I'll fight anybody. I can see why you're annoyed by that because it does seem like too many people have tip jars. It really does seem like it's gotten a little crazy.
Yeah, it's getting
but,
out of control.
What does it matter if everybody has a tip jar? If there's one at the 7-Eleven, and then there's one at the dry cleaner, and then there's one at the muffler place. I mean, who cares if they put out a tip jar? You don't have to put anything in it.
Oh, yeah. My God. I swear, if that ever happens, I would cry.
Ricardo's going to go off.
All right, Ricardo. Well, listen, we decided to let you on to give your side, and then we're going to take some calls and find out what the other people think about it, too, because I'm sure that there are people on all sides of this equation, including the people, by the way, who work behind the counter who have the tip jar that may have a different perspective than we know about.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. Ricardo, you hold on.
Thanks.
And then we're going to come back, and you can fight anyone you want.
Sweet.
Hold.
First, though, we're talking to K-Rock listener Ricardo, who, according to the email response I'm getting so far, is either a douche or a turd. I can't decide what the listeners most think about him. But, Ricardo, for folks just joining us, your complaint, as I understand it, is you're just sick and tired of seeing these tip jars in businesses all over town. It just bugs you, right?
Yeah, it's just the tip jars. It's not like I hate tipping. I like tipping. That's fine. But the tip jars, that's it.
You enjoy tipping.
Sorry if I'm a douche.
but the tip jar, but you're saying a tip jar for jobs that shouldn't get tipped. They should just get minimum wage.
If they're not going above average, I mean, don't tip them.
Okay. Well, let's take some calls at 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with Philip in the LBC? He's on line one. Hey, Philip, thanks for holding on. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. What do you have to say about the tip jars?
Hey, how you guys doing? Hi, Lisa May.
Hello. What do you think, Philip?
Starbucks is the worst place. They have it at the drive-thru.
How do they have a tip jar at the drive-thru?
At the drive-thru. You know, I don't even drink coffee. I give my wife a coffee. But if she wasn't so religious, I'd take that tip jar right out of the drive-thru.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Philip.
I mean, you got to give them $1 for a cup of coffee that costs $2? Come on.
Again, but to me, Starbucks seems like they have some... like
some effect on how your product turns out.
They can make it carefully and nice, or they could just spit in it. So in that case, it wouldn't bother me that much. But I don't know how they have a tip jar in the drive-thru. How do they do that?
And the thing with Starbucks,
it wouldn't bother me because I don't drink coffee.
Yeah. What's that, Ricardo?
You know what? The thing with Starbucks, too, is that I know Starbucks employees. They have great benefits and they have great pay. So why even give them a tip jar anyway if they're already getting all that good stuff?
To me, that does make a difference in terms of the pay that they're getting.
Now, let's go to Denise, who is calling from Long Beach. Good morning, Denise.
Morning.
Hi, Denise.
Tip jars.
I want to rip this guy's head off because, to me, they're actually doing a service. They're actually doing something. So it's like, what the hell? And so who gives a damn? And it's like, if you're making it a big deal of getting so mad that you see a tip jar, then you have a problem because it's just a tip jar. It's just a stupid little tip jar.
Oh, get out of here. Get out of here.
Good debate skills there,
but,
Ricardo.
But hold on. Let me ask Denise a question here, Denise, because I'm still having trouble understanding the distinction that people are making about these tip jars. You're saying go ahead and just get over it because they're providing a service. Well, isn't every person you run into throughout the course of the day, I mean, isn't the person who checks you out at the drugstore providing a service? Isn't the person that you pay when you buy gas at the service station providing a service? Those people don't have tip jars. What's the difference?
They're making your food.
Okay.
So because it's food?
I guess.
Do you see a difference?
The thing for me is that if he's making a big deal over a stupid little tip jar, just ignore it. It's not a big deal.
All right.
It's not a big deal.
Ricardo, can you ignore it?
That is retarded. I'm sure just to get over it. It's like I'm fighting for something that's retarded. Denise, you're retarded.
Okay. You're retarded, Denise. Sorry. Thank you for the call.
Well, it's hard to argue with you're retarded. I mean, you can't really go anywhere when the guy says you're retarded.
Mentality right there.
You've gone to the Kevin School of Debating, and I like that. All right. Let's talk to Lauren, by the way, on line six. She is a waitress and strangely disagrees with you, Ricardo. Hi, Lauren. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. Good morning, Lisa May.
Hi, Lauren.
Okay, so I've been a waitress for 6 years.
Right.
And before that, I worked in a pizza parlor where we heavily relied on our tip jar because we only got paid minimum wage. We did everything. It was worse than the chick that works in the pizza parlor and Fast Times at Ridgemont High, okay?
Wow.
We did everything, and we only got paid minimum wage. So the girls that I worked with, you know, we got to split the tips, and now I work, and my spending money is my actual pay and the money that I rely on to pay the bills, to pay the rent, to pay for my car is my tip money.
I don't think anyone is disagreeing that waitresses should get tipped because it's known that they get minimum wage because their employers think that they will get tipped and that's where their money is coming from.
They get below minimum wage, don't they, usually?
Aren't restaurants allowed to pay you below minimum wage?
Maybe
I thought.
You're right.
No, I don't know. We get paid minimum wage. It's like $7.25 or something like that. Okay. But when I worked at the pizza parlor, it was tough. I mean,
isn't that kind of a restaurant too?
Yeah, but it was a counter service. It was like Sparrow's.
So it's like okay. So it's like KFC. Pretty much.
So it wasn't a waitressing
job.
No, you weren't
busting
tables. You weren't going from table to table.
We had to make the pizzas. We had to make the pizzas. We had to bust the tables. We did everything.
Okay. Oh, well, then we would tip you.
Yeah, that's different.
Okay.
Well, but I'm having trouble understanding why. I mean, the Starbucks thing, I get it because I do have a friend that works at Starbucks and KFC and some places like that.
And McDonald's. You wouldn't tip there.
Like, it really doesn't matter. Like, why do you feel the need to have it there? But at the same time, it's like, okay, so it's there. You don't think they need a tip? Just don't put one in.
Ricardo?
You know what? It's like everyone's making the same claim. Okay, this is what it comes down to. Yeah, it's just there. 9/11 happened. Like, I'm going to throw in a 9/11 thing. It happened. So then what? There's terrorists over there. Are we supposed to ignore that?
Okay. All right.
What, Ricardo?
Wait a second.
I don't know. I just threw it out there.
Hang on. Hold on.
Wait, hold on. Someone at KFC brought down the Twin Towers? That's what you're saying?
Down to you. If you tip, you're a terrorist.
If you tip, you're a terrorist.
Right. But Denise is so right. If you don't want to reward their service by giving them an extra, by tipping them, then don't. Yeah, and if somebody wants to, then do.
It's just so annoying to just see that tip jar there when all they're doing is pressing, like, you know, the thermostat on or pressing bake or pressing fry.
All
they're
right.
not really
okay.
doing anything. That food is already pre-cooked. It's already made for you. All they need to do is put it in the microwave. That's all it is.
Let's go to Derek and Brea. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning. You know what? Ricardo is definitely a douche and a turd.
Okay.
He's both.
Yeah, he's both. You know, I work at a nice restaurant in Orange County, and this guy is definitely the stereotype 5 to 10% tipper.
Okay, but wait a minute.
He's
not
talking about people who wait on tables.
I understand that, but his cheapness at fast food carries over when he goes out to dinner with his girlfriend.
I see. So you see this hatred of the tip jar as a much cheaper tip when he comes to your restaurant.
Oh, most definitely, because, you know, I'm working my butt off, you know. I'm running around sweating, and you know, they pretend to be your friend and have a conversation, and the next thing you know, they leave, open their little book. And it's just like unwrapping presents at Christmas time when you open that book, and it's like getting a lump of coal, you know. And
Derek,
is it just like 9/11? Would you say?
No. I don't want to get
stuck on 9/11.
Okay.
All right, listen.
Where does he work? I will go to his work, and I will take. I will have a date at his restaurant.
What percentage do you tip, Ricardo?
Me, I tip like 15 to 20%. I'm a pretty generous tipper.
Derek, do you tip at fast food places?
I usually tip everywhere. Subway. If there's a tip jar, I'll leave my change or a dollar if they're really nice to me and they go out of their way to, you know, give me
KFC?
A KFC. KFC. I don't eat fast food most of the time, but like,
well, you have bad taste.
Subway or Starbucks. And then the minimum wage thing about servers is in the state of California is the taxes that they tax you on actually make looking to the doctor to get a finger up your butt look like a fun time.
Wow. Ouch.
All right.
Ouch. All right. Thanks for the call. Look, clearly we're not going to settle this because it's an individual thing. I think Ricardo is a douche and a turd, though. I think we've all agreed on that.
Oh,
but that doesn't mean he has to tip if he doesn't want to.
No,
I think that's
this
conclusion we're drawing to.
All right, turd. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
But more tickets for Jack Johnson. We're having a breakfast with him Friday morning. Do not call if you can't go Thursday night, because Thursday night we have a hotel room for you.
Yep.
Friday morning you go to the breakfast with Jack Johnson, and then Jack Johnson headlines Friday at Coachella, and we're also going to give you tickets to Coachella.
Is that Kevin's way to get play? I've got a hotel room for you.
No, sounds like it.
They don't have one for you. Oh, you just crash in my room. That's all right. Louise, why don't you come with me?
I think we're actually giving them their own hotel room.
What?
I believe that's true.
This is K-Rock.
If you'd like to go, 1-800-520-1067.
I predict a banquet hall in a hotel with sleeping bags.
That could
that's
be.
What I'm guessing.
That could
that
be.
Sounds about right. Anyway, it's an easy game we're playing coming up after the news. Do I have that right?
No, it's the hardest game in the world.
Oh, that's right. I got that wrong. Nice. All right, it's 8:55 Tuesday morning. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Looks like Lindsay Lohan may be heading back to rehab. Didn't stick.
Didn't it?
According to witnesses in New York City, where she spent some time over the weekend attending an event that was DJed by her old pal, Samantha Ronson. She
hot.
Was the woman. No,
no,
not hot.
Not
even
all.
Close.
Not hot at all.
You'll notice there's no bell forthcoming on lesbian Samantha Ronson, who you would expect to get a bell.
Yeah, there was a rumored relationship between the two for some time, but apparently they're just pals. And Lindsay was there to watch Samantha spin. and proceeded to down a whole lot of Grey Goose and Red Bull, according to onlookers. Ended up at 4:15 in the morning on Sunday, passed out in the passenger seat of a car. And there's some lovely photographs of her just doing open mouth Budweiser sleep, as we used to call it. So, congratulations, Lindsay.
But Lindsay Lohan is a fire crutch. And she has freckles coming out of her and her is 7 feet long.
Wow. Right. Seven feet seems exceptionally big.
Yeah.
It does.
Do some double Dutch jump roping with that. I love me some Russell Brand. You know who I'm talking about? He is the British comedian.
I don't know.
Yes. Who is in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, plays the rock star that...
Very funny.
Oh, he's very good.
Oh, yes.
That Veronica Mars hooks up with.
Right. Sure.
I've been a fan a long time. He's been a smash hit comedian in England for a couple of years now, and he's also legendary for just being a man whore, just banging anything that moves.
Really?
Great story that comes out today where nightclub staff at a club called Embassy in London are a bit upset with Russell Brand after they caught him in the bathroom with three different women.
Ooh.
Apparently,
three different women.
They caught him in the staff bathroom where the waiters and waitresses and bartenders go.
Right.
I guess it's less used than the public restroom.
Sure.
They open up the door and he's in there with two half-naked women. And reportedly he wasn't the least bit fazed by being discovered. He just kind of kept going. So they had security come and pull him out, and once the coast was clear, he grabbed another woman, a separate woman, and dragged her into the same toilet and continued on with the
scene. There you go.
Yeah, that's hot.
Congratulations, Russell Brand.
You can see why they thought of him for that role of the Lothario rock star in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah, he's a funny, funny dude.
Wow, that sounds funny.
And entertainmentweekly.com, their EW.com, their website, has released a list of the 20 worst comic book movies ever. I thought was pretty entertaining. You know, we live in a comic book world.
Sure.
We've got Iron Man coming out this summer, which looks freaking awesome,
by
the way. We've got The Dark Knight, of course, the new Batman movie coming out as
well. Hellboy 2, I think, is this summer?
Here's their list of the 20 worst comic book movies ever, from best worst to worst worst.
Best worst to worst worst.
So these are like reasonably bad all the way to horrible.
Okay.
Ghost Rider, number 20.
Okay. So that's just reasonably bad.
More of a number 20 protection. The Shadow with Alec Baldwin. Did you ever see that where he plays? Yeah, that's rough. That's
bad.
Hard to get through.
Right.
Barbed Wire, Pam Anderson.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised this didn't drop lower, but Catwoman. Catwoman on the list at number 17.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
Because you didn't see it.
Yeah, probably.
It was Halle Berry, remember?
Yeah,
just Halle Berry. Almost ruined her career, Kevin.
Yeah, the costume was like all shredded up and everything, vinyl. She looked good.
It was like 3 years ago, Kevin.
Yeah, maybe I didn't see it. I don't know.
Brenda Starr with Brooke Shields. You ever see this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
no.
It's horribly wonderful. Now, this one I have a problem with because I kind of like this movie. The Phantom with Billy Zane. Did you see this?
I don't think so.
Yeah, he was real good in that. Daredevil and Elektra tied at number 14.
Okay.
They're both equally bad. Tank Girl.
Oh, what a horrible movie.
You ever seen that?
It's pretty horrible.
A bad film. Number 12, worst comic book movie of all time, The Fantastic Four. The first one.
What? Uh-oh. Really?
I thought that would be higher.
It's pretty
horrible. Really? I kind of like that one.
Oh, Kevin.
I did.
Sheena of the Jungle with Tanya Roberts, number 11. Number 10, The Punisher. The original Punisher with Thomas Jane, where John Travolta plays the bad guy. It's pretty bad. Number 9, worst, Supergirl. Spinoff from the Superman TV movie series with Helen Slater as Supergirl. It's pretty bad. Barbarella.
I did not remember they even made a movie out of Supergirl.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, Peter O'Toole was her dad in it.
Oh, no kidding.
Pretty horrific. Barbarella. With Jane Fonda. Looks good. She looks good in almost nothing.
Right.
But it's almost impossible to sit through. You have to be, it's a 60s movie, so I think you had to be really stoned in order to see it.
That would help with a lot of these.
Howard the Duck.
Oh, dear God, that was bad.
Legendary flop, and it is really one of the worst movies ever.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Of any genre.
Steel. You ever see Steel with Shaquille O'Neal?
No, I never did.
He plays a superhero in steel armor with a giant hammer.
I try to steer clear of Shaq when it comes to my movies.
You don't like him as an actor?
No.
Swamp Thing was number 5. Number 4, Batman and Robin with George Clooney. Yeah, nipples on the Batsuit kind of did it for me, too. Number 3, The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen with Sean Connery. Number 2, worst comic book movie ever, Superman 4, Quest for Peace. You ever see this one where Superman gathers up all the nuclear weapons in the world and throws them into the sun?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it's kind of a message movie from Chris Reeve.
Excellent.
That no one really appreciated.
That's what happened to him, by the way. That's how you ended up in the chair.
I don't think so, no. Number 1, worst comic book movie of all time, We played a little bit earlier last week. We were playing clips from this Judge Dredd with Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, that was bad.
Where he is the law. He's the judge, jury, and executioner.
That was
but
bad.
At least his sidekick in the film is Rob Schneider.
Yes.
Yeah. It's got that going for it.
You know what surprises me that's not on that list, Ralph? The one that I kept waiting for was the Ang Lee version of The Incredible Hulk.
That's not nearly as bad as any of these.
What about
really?
Sadly.
What about Flash Gordon?
That was pretty horrible. That was pretty bad.
That was a horrible movie.
Yeah.
Why are you bad, America?
Soundtrack was good.
Flash! Ah, he'll save every one of us!
Doesn't sound good from here. I'll tell you that.
Queen, man. We can have Omar come in and sing it if you want.
That's all right. No thanks.
Today's celebrity birthday is Chavo from System of a Down.
Glendale!
He's 32 years old today. Fletch. Or Fletcher. I call him Fletch.
Fletch.
Yeah.
Sure.
Remember when Chevy Chase played him in that movie?
Oh, it was very funny.
Oh, yeah. It was good.
It's all ball bearings.
He's 42 years old today. John Waters, legendary movie director, 62. And Jack Nicholson. Happy birthday, Jack. You have your bucket list yet? Didn't think so. He's 71 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This Friday, we're having a breakfast with Jack Johnson. Friday morning. And you can be there. We're going to give you tickets for Friday's Coachella, at which Jack Johnson will headline, of course. And we're going to do our breakfast with Jack Johnson out at the grounds of Coachella.
That's pretty cool.
Sweet. So we're going to give you a hotel room Thursday night, and then you get tickets to the breakfast on Friday morning, and then you get tickets to Coachella on all day Friday. And that's what we're going to do. And we're going to do that with a little game we like to call...
Presenting the hardest game in the world.
We like to call that game Presenting the Hardest Game in the World.
Yes,
that's
we
what
do.
We like to call
that's
it.
That's the name.
Mr. Announcer Man, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin and B.
Now, before we go to our callers here this morning to try to win their day in the sun at Coachella, tell folks how the game is played.
It's very simple. We will read for you titles of Jack Johnson songs. All you need to do is identify that song and you win tickets.
But you're going to read the titles? How is that hard?
Oops, I almost forgot. They'll be backwards.
Ooh. That makes it hard.
Yeah, it doesn't sound easy at all.
It's
all right,
who's the hardest game in the world.
Who is our first contestant, Mr. Announcer Man?
First up is Christina. She's from Whittier. She's a bloodsucker.
No, I think she works for the American Red Cross.
Same thing. Stealing our blood.
Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
Would you consider yourself a blood stealer?
No, I'm just out there saving lives.
All right.
I'm just out there saving lives.
All right, aren't you better than us?
Listen up. You're going to hear a song title backwards, okay? We're only going to be able to play it for you twice, so listen up very closely. Then you just have to tell us what Jack Johnson song it is, and we'll see you Friday morning. Here we go.
What? Yeah, spot.
One more time.
What? Yeah, spot.
Jack Johnson title. Christina?
Popular song from the singer Jack Johnson.
Yes, I'm familiar with Jack Johnson.
Oh, what a bitch.
Wow.
Come on, Mr. Announcement. She's just nervous.
No, please, please, please.
We need a guess.
You should guess a Jack Johnson song, maybe.
Okay.
Any one of them.
Sorry, we're out of time, Christina.
Upside down.
That's what we were looking for.
Sorry.
Not even a nice
so
try.
I'm so glad she didn't win.
No.
Mr. Announcer Man, she's doing the best she can. Who's next?
Elisa from Covina. She's unemployed.
Ah, that's our kind of girl. Good morning, Elisa.
Hello. I knew that song that Christina had. Damn it.
What a shame you don't get that one.
Yeah, great.
All right, here you go. This is your song backwards. One more time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you knew the last one.
I knew Christina's song.
Whatever.
How about a guess, please?
Okay. We'll just say... it's probably not Banana Pancake.
Sorry, it's...
Sitting, Waiting, Wishing.
Yeah, there were three names. I mean, maybe you could try to identify how many words there are. That would help.
Hey, Mr. Announcer Man, this game is not easy.
It's the hardest game in the world!
All right, who do we have next?
Jonathan from Los Angeles. He programmed something.
Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, what's going on, funny people?
Did you know either of those first two?
I knew both of them.
Oh!
All right.
Sure you did. Yeah, it's easy to say afterwards, of course.
Here's your song. Let's see if you know this one. One more time.
Oh, man.
Any both of them.
Can you play one more time? I didn't hear it the first time.
Nope. Sorry.
Banana pancakes.
No. Oh, stop it with banana pancakes.
Everybody loves that banana pancakes. This was
sure good do. People.
Good people. Yes. Hey, here's another hint for the people on hold that we haven't gotten to yet. It's a Jack Johnson song that we've played a lot here on K-Rock. All of these are. Never played Banana Pancakes, not once ever, okay? All right, that's your tip. Who's next?
Next up is Lina. She's from Burbank. She's in school.
Well, you can skip out on Friday, though, if you win these tickets.
Absolutely.
All right. Lina, here's your song.
Skilf.
One more time.
Skilf.
Is that Flake?
Yeah, yes, it is. What I'm talking about. Well done.
Thank you.
Lida, we will see you on Friday morning.
Okay, thank you.
And all day Friday at Coachella. All right, who do we have next?
Josh from Riverside. He's a truck driver.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah!
Oh!
That's well what I'm done. Talking about!
Well done.
He comes back and serves the announcer.
That's right.
All right, Josh, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Here's your song. One more time.
If I had eyes.
How about
nice
that?
Nice
rules.
You got the room Thursday night. You got the breakfast tickets Friday morning. You got Coachella tickets.
Sweet nectar.
Nicely done. Sweet nectar.
Sweet nectar.
All right, Mr. Announcement. I think we got time for one more. We're on a roll here. Who's going to be our final contestant?
How about Daniel from Los Angeles? He's a chemist. Oh. I know a lot of chemists who are going to be in Coachella this weekend.
So you're a meth dealer, Daniel?
Maybe.
Yeah. All okay. Right. Here's your Jack Johnson song backwards. Shut up, Omar. Corral for whoever that was. All right, Daniel.
Can I get it one more time?
Nope.
Please?
Sorry. Only two. Jack Johnson song.
Big one.
Big Jack.
Go ahead and
big
just
Jack
name
Johnson
one.
Song. First one comes to your head.
How about a guess?
Any Jack Johnson.
Big Rodeo Clown.
Rodeo Clown! Oh, very close, but...
Bubble Toes.
That's what we were looking for.
The Banana Pancakes?
I don't think we can go out on that one, can we?
No!
Really?
No. You want to push it and try another one?
I think we need another winner. I
feel
it.
Let's go to Robert from Orange. He's in probation.
Uh-oh. He's on probation?
He's on probation.
Robert?
What's up, guys?
Are you ready for your song backwards?
I'm ready.
All right.
I'm right here.
One more time.
I'm right here.
Oh, let's go for another one. Let's keep playing all day. Let's never stop.
I want people to win.
How about, is it Taylor?
No.
Breakdown.
That's what we were looking for.
Let's
Taylor's
keep
a good
going.
Song.
All right, one more.
One more.
Just one more.
Let's go out on a winner.
All right, who's
this? This is Kevin at the roulette table in Vegas. That's what this is.
Next up is Heather from Costa Mesa.
I can get my money back. Heather, good morning.
Hi, guys.
Please get this right. Here you go. This is your song backwards.
It
sounds like the whole song. All right, here you go. One more time.
That's the name of the Prime Minister of Iraq, by the way.
I'm sorry, what?
Say again.
Sleep through static.
The horizon has been defeated.
No.
And so have you.
Mr.
Right,
Nelson,
one more. Come on.
Oh, come on with you people.
One more. Let's go to
try.
Rebecca in La Puente. She has control issues.
All right, Rebecca?
Yes.
You ready? Please get this right.
Okay.
We want
really
people to be there.
Okay,
right. Here you go.
Okay.
One more time.
This game is not easy.
It is
not easy. Oh, man.
Rebecca,
come on.
I'm thinking.
Could you name a song, please?
Big song. Big song.
Blueberry pancakes.
Dang!
How many different kinds of
pancakes?
How many different kinds of pancakes does he sing about?
He just did banana, but we've already told you specifically that wasn't one of them.
No, it's
times like these.
That's what we were looking for.
Wow. Well, that didn't work out like we had hoped.
All right, one more.
We don't have any.
No, we're out.
I'll make one up.
We don't have any more.
Banana pancakes.
That's very funny, but I'm sorry we're out of time. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Man.
Boobie, boo!
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do? What it do, nephew?
Toll free 1-800-520-1067. Get in the air, get a prize. Today it's a pair of tickets to Championship Off-Road Racing. Saturday and Sunday, that's this weekend, April 26th and 27th at the Fairplex in Pomona. Won't you please enjoy?
All right, let's begin with Julian, who is calling from Granada Hills. Good morning, Julian.
Hey, guys, what to do?
What to do?
What to do, baby boo?
Good morning.
Hey, hey, Dean, next time you go to the doctor's and get a rectal exam, why don't you come off as liking it? Then maybe you make a doctor a little weird.
Make the doctor uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm in,
further.
Bean didn't, by the way.
I am in no frame of mind to make funny. I'm sorry.
But that would be good.
It would be funny for somebody else who's a little more composed than I am, because basically all I'm saying, and I was at the doctor's yesterday for folks who weren't listening, and I had to bend over, and I was just saying, stop it. Which didn't help.
Okay, more.
Listener wrote me and said, maybe if Bean watched High School Musical while gazing at a picture of Zach, he'd be more receptive to the exam.
Who's that guy with the guy in his ass? It's Bean Baxter.
Guy.
The doctor at one point stopped and he said, sir, you're going to have to relax in order for this to work.
Wow, because he couldn't get his hand back out?
You're going to need to stop being so flimsy.
I guess my point is I didn't enjoy it.
You didn't enjoy it. Okay.
I did not like it.
Dina in Santa Monica. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hi,
Dina.
What's going on?
Okay, I have a huge crush on Psycho Mike.
Well, that's a bad choice.
Huge really? Crush. I would have left my fiancé for him.
Wow. Really?
Dude, wow.
What's this about? Kidding.
If I had the chance, I would have left my fiancé for him. I would have gone out with him. He's sexy. He's funny. He's buff. He's fit. He's healthy.
Why do I feel like there's a butt coming up somewhere?
Because you went to the doctor and didn't like it, and now you're obsessed?
No.
Oh.
Okay. I saw him at a Dodger game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I realized that everything that you guys say is true. He's gay.
Yeah.
And I didn't believe you guys.
Yeah. Well, how could you not believe us, Dina? We spend every day with the guy.
We don't make it up.
I know. It's just like you know how some guys that turn out to be gay, it's just kind of too good looking for them to be gay.
Sure.
Well, that's what I used to think up until I finally kind of saw him close.
Yeah. You can tell, right?
Yes. Yeah. And I think her name is Jessica. How come she doesn't realize that he's gay?
You mean his wife?
Jenny, his wife?
Jenny,
yeah.
Jenny, I'm sorry.
She doesn't really care. She doesn't spend that much, doesn't spend that much time with him.
When did you see me?
She saw you at the Dodger game.
I know, but I mean.
When were you at the Dodger game, Dina?
It was, I believe, last year opening day game.
Oh, well, he's much better looking since then.
Well, I got yoked since then.
But now I've moved on. And I found better things. Now I kind of have a thing for Dave, the King of Mexico.
Oh, wow.
You
had
that's you did an
move
upgrade.
Up. You did
that's
move an upgrade. Up.
That is an upgrade, but you have incredibly bad taste.
Here's an idea. Why don't you just marry your fiance and just be happy with that?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, she's trying for any kind of an out.
Open,
yeah, she wants out of that relationship.
I have a sort of a thing for Tom Bergeron, too. Dancing with the Stars. I'd leave my fiancé for him.
All right, let's go to Dave and your Belinda. Good morning, Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Gone.
Oh, too bad. Let's try Colin in Torrance. He's calling about something that I was thinking about this morning, too. Colin, what it do? Good morning.
Hi, Colin.
What's going on?
Hey, Saturday Night Live, they need to get that show off the air.
They need to take Saturday Night Live off the air?
Yes, it's done. It's over. They keep putting out bad, bad movies like Baby Mama, this new one coming out.
That thing looks horrible.
It does.
Thank you.
But, you know, Tina Fey's been very successful with 30 Rock, so you can see why
they should let her make
it.
Bad movies.
She could just fall right off the face.
And she did help write it.
I wouldn't care.
Oh, it looks horrible.
You guys are speaking heresy to my man Bean.
Well, let me just weigh in here, Colin. I share your fears of how bad Baby Mama looks. It really does look like one of the worst films of the year. Unfortunately, Tina Fey has a great track record. She was always the funniest thing on Saturday Night Live when she was there. Her movie Mean Girls that she wrote and starred in was great. And 30 Rock is a great show that she's all over, too. So I almost want to give her the benefit of the doubt on this one.
Plus, you find her hot.
Well, she's also very attractive, but she's funny and talented, too.
Nobody else on that show is funny.
Well, right, but
this show is horrible.
But Amy Poehler is funny on Saturday Night Live in the right character. This character that she's playing in this Baby Mama, I don't know how you can watch her and enjoy that for 5 seconds, much less for a whole movie.
Plus,
I don't get that.
Thank you.
On the big screen, you get to see Tina Fey's huge scar about 20 feet long. That'll be entertaining. That'll be fun.
I love Tina. You know that.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. I'm not going to go see this either. As much as I love Tina Fey, this one looks like it's just it's too trying. I'm sorry.
We going to talk to Nick? We going to talk to Nick soon?
Oh, I didn't know we had Nick.
Is this our Nick?
No, we're not talking to
Nick.
No,
this Nick.
We're done.
Talking to this Nick.
We're finished.
Come on.
We're done. We got to. We got
to
go.
I got to talk to Nick.
It's 9:46. We're supposed to be done by now.
I need to speak with Nick.
Pick up the phone out there, dude.
Guy has a call about phone in here.
Guy has a call about Eddie Money. We're not going to take that. That's just dumb.
Let's see what Nick says.
Oh, Bean.
Let's just see what he has to say.
I want to hear from Nick.
Why you don't
know,
man.
The dark side.
This is just like 9/11, man. You don't know.
Nick in L.A.
What it do, nephew?
What's up, Nick?
I just wanted to thank Ralph because I went to Amoeba yesterday. Yeah. And I bought Eddie Money playing for keeps just for him.
That's what I'm talking about.
Look at that. That's your call? That's what you have to say? That's the whole
thing? That's all I have to say.
All right. Thanks
You're
for calling.
You're very welcome, Nick. I'm spreading the Eddie Money love.
Wow.
Hey, the industry does nothing but bitch about not being able to sell records. And Ralph is a guy who's getting it done. He's
making
it happen. He sold a record yesterday. Well done.
I don't want to hear it anymore from the record industry. Bitching and moaning.
I want to thank Chris Rock for joining us today. Always very, very funny. Have a chance to see the master at work at the Gibson Amphitheater with four big nights starting tomorrow night. That's it, of course, at Universal City. That's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Go to Ticketmaster or ChrisRock.com for more details to check out the No Apologies Tour.
Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean Show. We have LaQuisha. She is going to tell us about A Shot at Love.
This time, Tila Tequila's really looking for love.
Last time, she didn't call anyone because it wasn't right.
She didn't call the dude who won.
This time, she means it.
Oh, my.
So we got LaQuisha tomorrow. We also have Breakfast with Jack Johnson tickets tomorrow. And we have Harvey Levin from TMZ.com tomorrow.
All right.
Okay. Rodney, any closing thoughts before we get out of here for today?
Happy holidays and Merry Christmas and Kwanzaa and all the holidays into one.
All right. Good.
Good advice. Thank you. Yeah. Foo Fighters are coming up next. Also, Blink 182. We got the Flobots, Finger 11, Smashing Pumpkins, and more with our friend Kat Corbett coming up next. 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock just ahead.